Alright, so let's see. First thing.
I'm going to get a recap.
Is,
last time on D&D.
Because
I need that.
It's true.
Wasn't it the. Did we play since we got the cat cafe?
Yeah, we played once.
We did? Okay.
Alright, so last session. Oh, Mirabel Cadell were not here? Is that right? No, that must have been Christopher Jr. Right?
Who?
Last week.
Last time we played, who wasn't here?
Karina and Christopher Jr. were not here.
Oh, okay. Sounds like I was.
Alright, so you did your maintenance. So, Mirabel and Christopher Jr.
Do
you
want to eat this?
No.
Okay, it's mine.
So it's the end of the month. Mm-hmm. Maintenance is normally 100 gold pieces.
Can you give me a pencil?
Standard maintenance is 100 gold pieces.
Can you give me your paper, Christopher? We have to write some numbers down.
Okay. Get it.
Unless you want to do the math.
Yeah, erase the numbers.
You said 100 gold?
Wait, So what's happening?
What? That seems like a lot. You have to pay 100 gold?
There is an option. You can spend less.
You can spend 2 gold.
For what? What are we doing?
For your month maintenance.
100 gold? What were you buying with 100 gold? My shield's not even worth that.
A chicken in every pot.
Wait, what's the maintenance for?
Maintenance is how much you spent to live for the
whole what am I getting for 100 gold?
Live?
Yeah. So if you're going for the minimum, you know, kind of like a bland meal. And sleeping in the common room. It's
wait
2 gold.
Wait a minute. Okay. McDonald's is like the best deal, food-wise. And
why?
It's not bland at all.
Why is it? It's a lot. I have to pay to be alive.
You're telling me D&D doesn't have a McDonald's?
There's a McDonald's, but you have to bring your own spices.
So 100 gold would be living like a normal adventurer, sort of living it up a bit.
I don't want to pay money to live.
You can also spend 200 or 400 gold.
I don't want to pay money to live.
We should eat monsters in the dungeon.
Why do I have to pay to be alive?
Crazy idea.
I gotta wait for season 2 now.
Right, come on, give me yours. We'll go cheap. Because who wants to pay 100 gold?
Okay, so you both did 2 gold?
Why do you have to pay? What's the payment for?
We're all fat and happy.
I don't even have 89 gold. Where are you guys going?
Oh, I think.
Let me see
if you If I recall, I paid it, bro. I think I paid it.
100 gold?
I have 300 gold.
Where'd you guys get all the money?
I got 160.
Well, you know, I show up.
Embezzlement. 324.
Yeah. What?
So, just all the gold that Kevin tells you, multiply it by 10.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're doing it wrong. You know, you can write anything on these sheets.
I don't understand why I have to pay
you
for
the
alive.
It's not pay to be alive. It's pay for your food.
No, we're going cheap.
You don't have parents. They don't feed you.
Isn't we just ready for
welcome to real life.
Well, the food, this food is like adventuring food.
Oh, cats right on.
So you don't eat that all the time. Because it's pretty expensive.
Yeah, town food's better.
But we paid for it.
Yeah, but you only have like a week of food.
What?
And that's pretty expensive.
What?
I can buy my own rations.
Yeah.
Tell you what, go hiking for a week with Dawson and I. And you'll appreciate
you both. You both spent 2 GP.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
we camp in the front yard and we hunt our own food.
Yeah, well, we have a source of revenue now, though, with the cat cafe.
Wait.
Eventually, yes.
Should I pay 100?
You want to angel investors? What are you doing? Yeah, stop the whining. Stop being a baby.
Why are we? We're paying for food even though we already paid for it?
No. Well, this will be more. If you just buy standard rations, let's look at that. Standard rations.
I already paid for it.
Is 5 GP. Yeah. So for a week. So times 4, that'd be 20 gold pieces.
Yeah. So eating the worst food possible is still 20 gold.
Whereas eating, well, no, that's standard ration. That's
horrible. How could it be?
Horrible. But nutritious to keep you going,
I'm
right?
I'm on a ramen diet. Yeah. I'm on the D&D equivalent of ramen diet right now.
You're fighting. You're burning a lot of calories every day.
I trash my own food. Every now and then, I eat a bit of it.
You're wearing armor and everything?
All right. I think we should start eating the monster
after every blow.
We're like, oh, that was whatever was in their plate when they died looked tasty.
These orcs are eating something. I'm sure it's all right.
So we're in town now.
Tastes
right?
Like humans.
Yeah. I have so much diarrhea.
What do we have like for sources of knowledge in town?
Well, at least I'm not close to
There's the Fickle the Clerk, and there's the.
This one.
There's also the Castellan of a key.
That's a template?
Yeah.
Wow, that's the cool. Oh, Lightberry, the berry
guild,
that bites
the guild house. So if you want like sort of professional sort of advice.
Interesting. Yeah.
Because it's ability, the first person who gets attacked by Lightberry gets paralyzed for 2 rounds.
Everybody else is pretty low level.
Because he basically
so they would just have common knowledge about the area.
People. Okay.
Yeah, that's
well, I want to hit them all.
Paralyzed for 2 rounds.
My general theme is. I'm looking for a source of. I want information about which monsters are edible and how to prepare them.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, I thought we were going to have to go into the tunnel.
Edible monsters is quite an innovation. Nobody's ever thought of it.
It came to me in a dream.
Wait,
like a 20 nights in a row. About 20 minutes each.
All your characters are the same. The same character over and over again.
What are you looking
for? Who does that?
Can't we just milk a minotaur?
The female one, sure.
What do you mean?
You can milk the males. It's a different result.
So were we still after that guy in the tunnel, or did we already get the guy in the tunnel?
You got
in
the
guy
in the tunnel.
Okay. I don't remember.
Oh, did you name your bar?
Yeah, it was like the Cash Cafe.
Bunnies and Brew.
There you go.
Bunny
and Brew.
I think it was
something
in that. So it's not Cat Girls, it's Bunny Girls.
I knew that it was something that related to
Bunny. Okay, so it's a bunny cafe called Bunnies and Brew. I'm not sure if I ever wrote that down.
Wait, shouldn't we have to go, get some food?
Do we have a waitress for this place? We can ask her.
Sure, you can hire one.
Yeah.
I mean, the old one was arrested.
I think they should wear
themed
clothing.
Wait, the store's only open when we're there.
Maybe bunny ears, nice cotton tail, for instance.
Not bunny suits.
I'm thinking more like killer rabbit.
Strawberry ice cream.
Maybe high thigh shorts,
they're
mid-drift.
They should be guys, right?
Strawberry ice cream?
Yes!
I should write down, the
cereal
the things you saw.
I don't want to... Yes. What do we sell?
Alright, so I rethought a little bit. So for Cadell...
Wait, what are we selling? I don't know what we're selling yet.
No, you have Bunnies and Brew. You have a bar. Or, cafe.
But instead of, selling more to eat, there's a little petting zoo.
Wait, so what are the things in the...
See, I'm looking for, something classy.
Yeah,
I don't know what we sell it.
What kind of foods would you sell there? And what kind of other things you could do? Pet rabbits? You could have rabbits running around. You could pet
strawberry ice cream, chocolate ice cream,
different ice creams.
Well, bunnies famously, repopulate with
rabbit ice cream.
So there should be an exit plan for our older bunnies.
Rabbit stew.
A retirement plan, if you will.
Rabbit ice cream.
Yeah,
we'll get a big pot and we'll write 401k on it.
That's how many bunnies it can hold.
So we're going to make a retirement home out of pots?
Christopher, do you want me to cut the mochi or you don't want the mochi right now?
I want the
Okay, I'll cut it then.
Banana. But I'm gonna make a retirement home out of
banana.
Out of pots.
I don't think we have enough.
Retirement.
Do you guys want me to wash these or not?
Out of pots.
I can wash them if you guys want.
I'll try one. Anyone else who wants one for one?
I don't. I
banana phone.
Never have them. I can't tell you if they're good or not. But we can
I'll give this a shot.
Interesting.
So I've never heard of them, so
sure. But you still haven't had one. It seems like you want somebody else to try it first.
I'll try it.
I don't know. I think you've had opportunity.
Can we have beer?
Sure.
Yeah.
What kind of flavor, though?
Root.
Root flavored beer.
Ginger beer?
Root beer. Root beer.
How about barley flavored? Barley flavored beer.
Who's barley?
Nobody drinks that.
Who is barley?
It's too hoppy.
Barley? Hoppy.
We could add hops. Excellent idea.
Rabbit flavored beer.
But you know what you could do? If you let it ferment a little, it would get bubbly. People like bubbly drinks.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, don't we need a big pot to make the butter?
We can double that.
Oh, Moscali brew.
Good stuff.
It was good on the first night.
Is 4K written on it?
And then?
Why is it called? Why is there 4K written on it?
401K? It's a retirement plan. It's also a number.
What's your small berry?
401K?
Yeah.
Christopher took it. I ate it already.
I don't understand why.
Christopher
took it. Well, your daddy and mommy work and they put money in the 401K so they can have a retirement.
Oh, yeah, I ate it.
So, your bunnies, they work in the cafe getting credit, and when they get old and they don't not too many anymore, and we have too many, we put them in the pot.
I don't know. I don't know where you took it.
Okay, I'm going to the retirement.
And sometimes it gets really cold in the pot.
So you have to heat up the pot. Yeah.
Or you just put heaters inside.
It gets really cold. Really cold.
Have you ever had rabbit? It's delicious.
No, I haven't.
He doesn't really like meat.
You don't like meat?
Except for like chicken nuggets and bacon.
Well, would it be easier if we had a chicken cafe with the 401k plan?
Yeah, you can like chickens.
It's nice thing about rabbits is clean up after them with a room with their thing. Well, on the beef, but at least the beef. Chickens, they make a mess.
Here's your strawberry.
Thank you.
Don't take it back.
Don't take it back. Eat it. Okay. Later. Here, you won't watch me eat it right now.
All right.
Eat it.
So, let's see. So you did your maintenance. So, I'm going to redo the
bonus. This is for me.
Oh,
boy. So I can plug this in.
Yeah.
But wait, so who's okay, I'm just trying
to, no one's sitting there next to Lou.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just a Lou and Teddy.
Alright, I'm gonna go all the way down.
All the way, huh?
Yes.
Do it. Oh, don't forget your kiss burn.
Okay. You try it. It's just a little oily. Oh, it says it's delicious.
Yes.
Yeah.
Throw it in garbage.
How's this been established? You can't lie about something.
No, throw it in garbage.
I washed them off.
Yeah. It's easier than trying to wash them individually.
That's my chair, Uncle Chris.
You're using that chair.
What?
Well, you want to trade?
I can scoot over.
I lost my thing.
I need to charge the stand on.
No,
stand on chairs. That is dangerous. You fall down and hurt yourself.
You want to hurt yourself?
Okay, we don't stand on chairs.
Don't stand on chair. You sit.
Okay, we're trying to taste you.
So much paper. Wow.
Most plums are sour. These are like sweet.
Would you put nan? Would you strawberry?
Yeah.
Would you strawberry, Daddy?
Here.
Is yours?
Please.
Sweet?
No. Yes.
Your empty cup?
Yeah.
You drained it?
You didn't fill it before you did? No.
Fill it with what?
Oh, coffee would be all right.
Well, the retirement home looked like this.
Sure.
Okay, that's a mandatory.
Sure, sure. That's the picture we put up for the Rouse to see. Retirement.
Yeah, right behind the picture, yeah, big old pot.
Find the big pot.
We're making a joke that we're cooking the rabbits.
Don't worry, we won't cook the rabbits if it's your rabbit.
Just a joke.
Unless they're retiring.
Well, not if it's his rabbit.
Oh, right. Well, obviously not your rabbit.
Yeah. And all the other.
If it's just the working rabbits in the cafe.
Interesting.
Like a sweet plum, right?
My rabbit. I had a rabbit for years, Ryson. As he got older, he developed tumors all over his body.
Because you bit it too much?
Old. They're not meant to live very long.
Using irradiated sand for
his you know.
It was unnaturally old?
It was unnaturally old, yes. Anyway, so like when they get that old, you know, into the pot.
Mm-hmm.
When they get old, there will be competition for the dye to play with.
The who to play with?
The dyes.
Oh, the... Okay.
Like this dye.
Yeah, so when the rabbits get old, they'll play with the dyes.
They turn into dyes.
Oh, we get turned into dyes. Interesting.
Why is my dye bleeding?
This one is like strawberry flavored, and this is with red bean and milk.
Good.
So when are we gonna fight that?
We can't eat mochi.
That's a minotaur, I think.
That's a minotaur?
A pretty thin minotaur.
Yeah, but they did it in
What am I gonna milk?
No, I guess it's
a 7-9.
That's
a guy.
One of them I thought was
protectoratory. Both start with S?
Huh?
Both start with S and A?
Yeah. I don't remember. There's Asians over there and there's Asians over here.
True.
They came from some Asian random place.
See them all.
So it takes a travel back and forth. So it's like they're all from the same area.
You done?
Yeah.
You want more?
He's done too. What's in here?
Okay. Let's pop it back.
Hey!
Knock it off! Okay.
Yeah.
Here, I'll put this by your bowl.
Knock it off.
Did you already get the piano? Or you were just...
Yeah, we got it, so...
Draw the picture!
Yeah. Sitting in our living room right
Wait,
now.
When are we going to start?
You were going to the TV?
Oh, we kind of started.
Yeah, that's where the TV was. I'm going to have to move the TV elsewhere.
So, the kid plays piano.
Yes.
Your wife plays, you know, the violin.
Probably.
She can also play piano.
Well, I'm saying, what's...
What are you playing?
Exactly. How are you going to benefit the family band?
He's the
percussions, obviously. One string, one, you know.
Yeah, that's what you're going to... All right, drum set.
Cool. What are you going to do? Are you going to sing?
Sounds good.
Oh, a four-piece band.
Exactly.
Why are you running? All
right. So I changed the bonus for the cleric, or so instead of a +2, whatever, for your healing, I just, instead of doing that, just give an extra spell slot so you can cast 2 spells.
Oh, okay. Okay, so two kill wounds. Or whatever. Most likely.
Where's Skull
Swap? Kill like.
Where's Skull Swap?
What? Spell slots. That's how many spells you can have.
Oh, yeah. Spell slots or how many? No.
No, okay.
You know, you guys can go around that.
Sure.
Oh, no, we're gonna hang the picture, but we just put that there as placeholder, so we know where to put the nails.
Oh, okay. You should please.
Did those put in the
pictures?
Those are awesome pictures on there.
Oh, well, the frames are like, you can open it and put a picture in it.
Oh, okay. It's not glow in the dark. You just can't see it because it's light.
What is it?
But we're like, okay, where do we want them?
Gotcha.
Wanted to roughly see the layout before we start putting the nails in the wall.
Oh, this looks like a map.
Yep. So you're in a dungeon. Everybody's there.
Do I know how I got here?
Do what?
Do I know how I got here? Or did we just wake up?
Wait. So we're still. Wait. Everyone's still fighting the skeletons and zombies.
No, well, they were searching around. So you have.
Wait, so we're still fighting them or not?
Yes. Right now you're not in a fight, but you're still in the dungeon.
We're still in the fight.
Surrounded by possible zombies everywhere.
Yeah.
Is we're surrounded?
You're not surrounded.
any of us could turn at any moment.
I'm confused.
Well, right. I guess they had part of an adventure last time, and we're in the middle of the battle. So they did some of the beginning right now.
Yeah. They were exploring some of the dungeon.
And then we took a quick break to walk over the park. And that was the end of the day.
So it's you guys. You have two NPCs, an elf and a fighter.
Those are the NPCs?
Yeah, you brought a couple NPCs.
Yes, I believe the fighter is tougher than all of us.
No, that was the other fighter.
Oh, right.
This is only a second level. There's a.
Right. Oh, we got rid of a good guy? Fighter.
Yeah, the other guy got hired by the city or something, right? Okay. By the mayor.
I'm confused with this.
The third level fighter?
He became like a city guard captain or something, right?
No. I think he's the hot, like. Was it the hobgoblin? Maybe the goblins.
He was in prison. We saved him.
He was in prison. So right, because you freed the rebel. The rebel became the king, and the fighter became his.
Right.
Muscle.
Right.
He beat him on tower.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, you know, he was the toughest guy around.
He's just as well. He's kind of randomly goes berserk and attacks people.
Just makes it fun.
Well, he was here, right? And he migrated over.
Well, stop marking.
And then you also have Medusa you charmed.
Right.
So she's in your party right now for a day.
We should.
Hurry up.
Plenty of time.
What we should do is get, like, you know, the cones you get for dogs, except for the inside of the cone is, you know, a mirror.
Won't she just kill herself?
If she looks
what do you
at
mean?
I'm just saying that way we can walk beside her without risk.
Oh, I see.
And then people in front would have a better chance of seeing her. So as long as she's equal to us or ahead of us, we're safe.
Not the worst idea ever.
Like, you can.
At least that's not as cruel as the 401.
You can see her from the mirror, that'd be okay, right? Can you see a reflection of
Medusa?
Yeah,
be okay?
I think he can see
so
it.
It's like, the mirror is okay.
Is he still a skeleton?
Is that right? I didn't think that was true. I thought he...
Yes.
No, Perseus killed her with a mirror. With shined up... Well, yeah.
Yeah, but he also fought her while looking at the shield, right?
Did
they change it? Because he originally shined up his shield to make it a mirror, and that's how he killed her. So that would think.
Let's look how it is in the real world. Not your mythical Medusa.
I saw Chrissy Jackson. They just shined up the back of his iPhone.
The sight of a suit of turned to stone.
Look what I made. Okay.
No, he used the shield as a mirror to be able to see her and kill her. But I was sure she turned herself to stone.
She can turn herself to stone.
So okay, that would be dumb. The reflection affects everybody but her.
So you can attack her without looking at her. You have minus 4 to hit.
Fucking stone. Unless you have some sort of echolocation.
Who's turning?
That's true.
That's right. That's true. He cut off her head, so it was still horrible. Even so, yeah. I guess in the original, the reflection did not kill. But future tellings must have made it. So the reflection.
So she also has the snakes on her head, yeah. And those are poisonous. So she still has, you know, even if you can't, you don't look at her, she's still pretty tough.
Even close enough.
Yeah.
Is there still skeleton?
Yeah, there's skeletons around. Not right here. Not in front of you. Nobody's turn. You're just kind of wandering around. Alright, so you guys are here. After searching the dungeon, you have a fairly big party now.
You guys speed ran the dungeon to catch up.
There is...
Well, they didn't have to fight anyone when they came in.
I guess so.
So you freed the Medusa... You killed a gelatinous cube. There was a crypt, like with a...
That we did not enter.
That you did not enter. I think there's a torturer. I think you must have killed a torturer. I don't remember it all, though.
It's on your notes?
I'm not sure if it was something like that.
Well, you just listened to the recordings.
That's, yeah.
Last week.
I did do that once. For one of the... A couple weeks before one of the other ones. Reach prison cell. 5 storage rooms. Oh, guest room. Oh, no, you know what? You have not gone to the torturer's room. So you're over here instead.
Okay.
Hey, let's go down there.
Look at those rooms. There are skeletons
in. So there's just a corridor. You don't know where it goes.
Wait, so is there skeletons?
Let's go down that way.
No, you guys don't see skeletons right now.
Is there any
so we went
not
here?
Yet. Not yet.
We went there already?
Yes.
That okay, what's our way to go, right?
Yeah.
Let's go down the playroom.
I want to go that way.
I saw 50 Shades.
I want to break through the wall.
You want to break through the wall?
50 Shades of red?
Yes.
50 Shades of gray?
50
Shades darker?
I don't want to.
I forget what the last one. 50 Shades Reborn?
Free.
50 Shades.
I didn't watch any of them. You watched
it. I watched the last one and then went back and watched the other
episode. You watched the last one.
You're like, wow, Meg Ryan's daughter. All right.
Who? Meg Ryan.
Dakota Johnson.
Melanie Griffith. Oh, Melanie Griffith. Right. Sorry, I get those two confused.
Understandably.
They're around the same size.
Yeah. Well,
they got popular at the same time. They're about the same age. They had like the same haircut.
What's up with the M?
Oh, yeah. All
right. So, there's some stairs down the hallway, and it opens up into a room.
Yeah.
This is kind of like
that's not Fitch Shades. I know. You got
so
a question?
So was like the Iron Maiden, Tom's, Spencer's, Whips.
Nice.
But they're also comfortable chairs.
Ooh.
Place that visitors have an enjoyable view of the proceedings.
Your nephew has a question.
Does the torturer use other monsters to attack people?
Sure. You want to give me a monster? What kind of monster would he use as assistant?
Like Igor.
Probably none of these ones.
None of those?
Yeah.
Well, he can't use.
Really? Can't use this? Okay.
No, can't use this one because.
Really?
Really?
Can you throw it at people?
It doesn't.
Why don't all your monsters have so many attacks?
You got options.
He's such a strong monster like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe you need to use baby ones so they're not that strong.
Like this one?
Sounds
good.
Yeah. Oh, you can listen to this.
Is that a good one?
No.
That one?
Yeah, yeah.
You got adopted by goblins.
Oh,
that one is adopted by goblins.
We'll change his backstory.
Oh, the species were adopted by goblins.
Okay, so there you see the torturer, and he's like cleaning his instruments and stuff. He sees you enter, and then he says, he's just going to attack you, man.
Really?
Yep.
That's not very friendly.
So he takes out his flail with a smiley face.
Nice.
That he uses as a weapon.
That looks tasty. How do you think you would use that? How would you prepare that?
He's part of Shadow Mega, a combination of a bunch of failed experience.
Wow.
Yes. He, as you can see, the...
That's a lot of eyes.
Wait.
Oh, is it? It's coming out the bottom?
No, you flipped it upside down.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. It looks... It's still coming out the top.
A bunch of creatures put together. You can see that one
is... Wow, he's sideways.
And then...
If it's swimming, it does like that, right? Right. If it's hand standing on its head, it would be like that.
I don't think it does stand on its head.
Oh, you don't think so? You don't think that could support his weight? What do you call this?
Shadow Tiny Spike. They still name even the
Shadow thing. Shadow Tiny Spike.
They right. named the failed That's experiments, you. Too.
Gotcha.
Johnny,
I think maybe you were influenced by Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
No, he didn't watch it.
He didn't watch it.
Because most of them use a PG-13.
Okay.
And how old are you?
Junior.
No.
See, I listen to the TV ratings. I'm like your cousins. Yeah, they watch so much.
Yeah.
What do they watch?
Well, I guess the NPCs. Oops.
Dana's sister is like.
Oh, Medusa.
Showing us
Medusa.
One of the movies.
Wait.
X-Men, Days of Future Past. And then there's that scene when Wolverine goes back in time. I'm like, whoa!
PG,
right? Maybe, but. You see some ass.
What is Wolverine at?
One of the most audience.
Alright. Karina. Goes first.
PG-13.
She's not here. She passes. Dave, you are next.
Alright, I get to go now.
So it's the...
Wait, which one's mine?
You're the 9.
This is me then?
That's you.
I gotcha.
So then I go later?
Yep, you're going to go later.
What about there's 2 9s?
The spades are higher, so you would go before the 09.
Okay. So you said the reds are lower than the...
Yes.
That's fair. I think this is kind
of... So,
well, yes, I think so.
So then does that mean that my turn is next?
The bad guy is after this. So it's gonna be Dave, and then it's gonna be the torturer.
And we know he's attacking, so there's no reason to do anything other than charge and attack.
You could try to talk to him before he attacks. Maybe you can talk him down.
Right.
No. I'm good.
Well, if you knew the password, then you could call and talk him down.
Oh, is that what it was? Oh. Eggplant.
Oh, they'll love it. Why would they use evil temple and do something like, you know...
Spiky plant.
Yes.
Wait, does he know we're here?
Yeah.
Pineapple.
Alright. Charge and attack.
Okay. Roll d20. See if you hit him. Unless you have a different attack.
No, no, just that. I'm trying to remember. I have a plus that I sometimes forget.
So,
because the sword is a plus one, and I have a strength plus one, three.
Wow, so plus four to hit.
I guess it's plus four. That is what I believe it is. You'd think I would just have it.
Plus four is a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we put him in front.
But still, some. Oh, no. Not today. 22.
Oh, okay. You hit him.
You think?
Roll your damage.
Can I use my salt shaker in his eyes?
Sure.
And that strength, that's a bonus to both the damage.
Yep. I don't know, in this game, it's a bonus to both. Let's see.
Die 8.
Wait, who's closest to the...
That's a die 10.
To the torture?
That's a die 10. There's your die 8. Well, that didn't go.
Well, you guys are all sort
didn't of go as well.
Wait, two.
What did I say? It's two, right? So six points.
Well, right now, it's you're up for eight.
Okay. Oh, you can dish it out, but can you take it?
Wow, that was really low for you.
It was.
They're gonna give the salt shaker to whoever.
I hit him. Do six points of damage. Ooh, feels so good. He likes it.
Okay. Alright, so he tries to hit you back.
Does he? Alright, he's the next one on the list.
Yep.
Can I roll the dice?
You can roll the dice too.
Where's the
D20. Why do you keep putting the dice back?
Because I was only using the D8, so I took that.
You should keep them out so you know where to use. Alright, you want to roll high, like a 19.
Three.
No, you miss.
Oh, I forgot. Hey, look, I wrote down. Co-owner of Bunnies in... Wait a minute.
Roll this again?
Yeah. I said bear.
10.
What the hell is that?
Oh, he still misses.
Bunny and bear.
Yeah, that's what I wrote instead of brew, yeah.
Bunny and bear.
Bunnies and bear. Do we have a bear as a bartender?
Or maybe you meant bunnies and beer?
Yeah, but I definitely wrote bear.
Maybe that's what you meant by the waitresses having, funny themed guys.
Yeah,
themed. Gods of bears.
No, funny years and the guys, not girls.
Oh, I see. Okay, so he misses. So he basically has. Actually, he's wielding an axe. And then he's wielding this weird step thing.
Did he react? How did he react when
we
I
didn't even see the smiley face, right?
I said that was a clever joke.
Alright.
What?
It's a clever joke.
Christopher Jr., you are next.
Okay.
What would you like to do?
Throw myself to whoever's closest to the torturer so did that person get put it. So, shake it in his eyes.
You going to throw salt in his eyes?
Yes.
Sure.
But I want to give it to whoever's closest.
You don't want to do it yourself?
No, because I might miss, because I'm more further away.
Well, you're just going to run up and do it.
Oh, I guess I could do that.
Sounds good.
Okay, so you run up, roll
d20. D20.
Oh, why?
All right,
so you throw salt in his eyes, and he goes, oh. All right.
You found it.
We're the clever. All right. 9 is Cadell.
Who's Cadell?
Cadell is Dave Wu.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, no, you're paralyzed.
He's paralyzed?
Yeah.
With fear?
Not in his fear.
Oh, we're dragging him around?
Yeah.
On a pony drag?
So I think he still has 50...
Watch out for the marker.
So he still has 50 minutes.
We had to cut him out of the gelatinous cube.
Yeah. Sorry, I forgot you're paralyzed.
I'm paralyzed?
From the gelatinous cube. You guys haven't waited the hour. You just kind of kept going.
Oh, yeah.
We could have totally stopped. Remove the organs from the gelatinous cube and cook them.
It's true, but this is a newfound passion of yours. Well,
I said it last time. I said, and then what? If somebody, and I believe you said, they don't have organs.
Every single game, it's just like, what's his name?
Who?
I don't know.
That guy.
I'll show someone.
I'll be able to get my sweater.
Oh yeah, she wants to change it
out. Oh, fine.
Okay, one of the NPC fighters will move up. Oh, he actually hits. He does D8. Oh, does 5 points. Almost as good as Dave himself. Yeah, I think it's good enough. Halfling.
Oh, yeah!
Johnny Orton. Oh, okay. Christopher!
Alright!
So, right now, Day Sweet and, like, the NPC fighter on your side are fighting. So you could be the third one, or you could do something else.
I use myself for the day, so...
It's true.
I'm fighting.
Wait, did you damage him?
No, but you blinded him, so he's got a minus to his armor class and a minus to hit. Although not with the foil that can see things.
And I still have my soul shaker, because I had to throw it. Wait, do we still have my soul shaker?
Yeah. It just doesn't have any salt in it because you threw it.
I used to throw some of it.
I probably threw most of it.
I found the fighter. She's out front gardening.
Whose is this?
Okay, that's fine.
Whose is that?
Oh.
Whose is that?
Yeah.
She's a fighter.
She went out.
Who? She's a dwarf.
Oh, that's right. She's not a fighter.
Who
she's a dwarf.
I'm gonna wash my hands, Daddy. Oh, this
everybody right? knows the dwarf is a class.
Yeah.
That's from your pink dice.
Class in a race. No. All dwarves are fighters.
It's like being Jewish.
Whose is this?
I don't know. It's not. Is this yours or is this mommy's?
I don't know.
Those could be mommy's. But not mine. I didn't get one of those. Alright. So I will also fight.
Alright.
Fight.
These are all my dice.
There they are.
So if you didn't know this, you know, has ADHD.
What?
Yep.
You sure?
Yeah. He takes medication for it and stuff. I might have a little bit of it too, but I can't retest it. I think I have a +1.
Maybe.
Pretty sure.
I have really tiny dice.
Oh.
See?
How do you guys?
Oh no, I have a normal sword. Never mind.
I have two sets of these metal dice.
How come we never
16.
Realized that some...
AC3.
AC3, you hit him.
Some of these caves
they're
are
connected.
They're
all for damage.
1d8. Have we ever went from one cave to another cave?
They don't connect. For the most part.
What? It says right here. Yeah. F is connected to D.
Yeah.
D is connected
so
to
E. So the two orc caves connect. The goblin and hobgoblin caves connect.
E, D, F all connect.
Yeah. But that's the hobgoblin and the goblins that came out in L.A.
I hit it for 1. Yeah, okay. 1 point of damage.
Alright.
Take that.
Damage.
Ow. Why?
Alright. Halfling. Does the halfling shoot him?
J and K are connected too.
Yes.
Well, is the halfling here?
Shoots him a lot. He's washing his hands.
Where are we right now?
No, it sounds like he's rummaging through toys over there.
Oh, okay, maybe he's not right. He said he was going to wash his hands.
The one on the far left. The far left.
This is K. This is K. I'm just saying, the K connects to J.
Does it?
JK.
Wait a minute. JK. Wait a minute.
Oh, I found this. Here. Kevin.
Oh, no, it does.
It does. Yeah,
that's
it's
true.
A little serpentine, but yeah, it definitely does.
That's true. There's a...
Look out. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
That's true. There's like a secret door or something.
Oh, really? Eyes on its own. H's. Isolated. C is connected to B.
Yeah, those are the two more caves. They're allies.
Wait, what are you angry at me?
Because I threw salt.
So there's like a room in between them, a secret room that the leaders right. only know about. Oh, and they use it for like the tent. The taunt.
What?
Let me buy these.
Shoot. 12.
I don't know.
Probably not. Let's see. What's
easy?
Oh, he has this one. This one.
Oh my gosh, 12 is AC 7. He's got AC 6, so he was.
Okay. High and H are also connected.
Oh, actually, he rolled 12?
Yeah.
He's got dex, right? So he must have hit. Roll D6 damage.
D6 damage. 6.
Wow.
Takes him down. Downtown.
Oh, no, he's still barely up. Oh, he's staggering.
Most caves are connected.
Yeah. That's true. Well, for the most part, you never got to the... You never really searched around.
Winning deep.
Yeah, you guys didn't really search around all caves. I mean, most caves, you only search like half of them.
Oh.
Half of them, or half the cave. Okay. Next round. Sweet.
Oh, no.
Halfling.
Floss.
Halfling. Cleric. Elf, dwarf, magic user,
nice.
Bad guy fighter.
It's a Frakima.
NPCs.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
Wow.
Right?
That's true. Keep forgetting.
So I must be
Halfling.
8.
Halfling. Shoot again.
Shoot him again. You can take him down. He's almost dead.
Yeah.
Hey. Elf, he goes down.
Alright.
The halfling comes out and shoots him twice in the face. Finally, the halfling kills something.
Wait. Oh, right. This is Jonathan. Good job, Jonathan.
No. Need a holiday to cook up.
Yes.
You can.
Okay, you can all roll wisdom.
Wisdom.
3d6.
3d6. I can totally do that. I need another 6 though.
61.
Low is good, right?
Yep.
I make it.
Okay. You find his treasure. It wasn't well hidden, so that's pretty easy to find.
Even under a mattress. Even the dumb, fighter could find it.
Alright, so that was... It was level 3 fighter. Fighter 3. Okay. Unlike the quest, are not a particular idea. Okay, so you pretty much searched this whole part. So that was 2 more turns, so you still have half an hour to wait, unless you want to wait it now.
Are we still paralyzed?
Yep.
Well, you just hang out in the torture chamber.
Okay.
It's a dead end.
Alright.
Probably easy to defend. It's got a good flavor. Texture.
So, I should roll a random monster. Look at 1, I think.
Nice.
Alright, so you're waiting.
What happened?
Everybody's gone to sleep except for me.
No, you're not sleeping. You're just kind of cleaning your weapons and stuff.
No, I'm saying everybody's gone to sleep but me. Obviously. You guys, relax. I got this.
Well, this one
lasts until
that.
Oh, wee,
Thank you.
So what do I spy with my little eye?
Alright, so you guys are waiting, kind of hanging out. You can roll... Oh, actually.
Wisdom again?
Yeah, you can roll wisdom again. See if you hear him coming.
Never. Never happened twice. Yep, didn't happen. How about you? Did you hear him?
Yeah, roll your wisdom. 3d6.
3d6?
Yep, 3d6. You're trying to get equal to or less than 8.
Okay, I have a lot of dice.
Yeah.
I'll just...
If you can only find 2, that's all right.
Oh, my gosh.
Speaking of which.
Look.
My dice card. Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
1. I rolled a 1.
Oh, that's a good start.
A 1.
What? Are you cheating?
No.
He made it. He made it.
Alright. So you hear a bunch of skittering things coming. Coming before you get into the room. Towards you guys. Which means a little bit twice. Wow.
Thanks. Thanks for keeping a good ear out.
It says it's regular.
Bunch of rat skeletons.
Oh my god.
they help raise the dead. Like we're like skeletons.
They help raise the dead.
They were created that way because they were created by witches.
Oh.
That's why there's that crystal on the end of its. Of that bow and it's so glowing because it's magical. And the magical power can raise.
So what is the magical power? They don't have magical power.
Well,
right?
it can shoot out lasers and it can also do what it's made to do.
It can shoot lasers?
One of its eyes doesn't have a pupil. Yeah, still, there's an eye still there. Okay, there's actually a
picture. Okay, so a bunch of rat skeletons come in.
But they usually arrive with regular skeletons.
Oh, really? They're regular skeletons too? Alright.
They usually arrive with other skeletons. Well, they can also raise the dead skeletons. Sometimes they don't even need the skeletons because they can just create them. Bring them along.
Okay, so I'm going to say 4 skeletons and 4 rat skeletons.
Oh my goodness, so
rat
many.
Rat skeletons can summon more skeletons.
What? That's too many powers.
Actually, but they don't do that while they're in battle. They just do that when they're not
also immune to edge weapons.
When they're...
Ranged weapons, magic...
Well, that's true. So there's a bunch of things coming down the hallway towards your room. Do you move up to the doorway to hold them off, or do you?
Yes, that was why we stayed here.
What about from the shadow tiny spike?
Oh,
you have him
here.
See.
Okay, so you can move up. The fighter, NPC fighter, will move up. So you two can hold the door.
Wait. Who two?
And so you guys see 4 skeletons coming down the stairs. They're each holding...
Rat skeleton mace.
Yeah.
Alright.
Which they're going to throw over your heads.
Wait. Is that the number of how much of them I have?
This? This is your saving throw. So if someone tries to kill you with poison, you have to roll 13 or more, d20.
That doesn't seem very nice. People shouldn't do that.
People shouldn't poison.
Yeah. That's evil.
Yeah, that's how you know it's evil.
Exactly. Nobody lawful would do that.
Cadell still. So, elf. dwarf is doing something.
Gardening.
That's a Christopher.
You're a joker.
I think it's the second action. Skeletons. Oh, they're slow.
Nice.
And then NPCs. Oh, they're pretty fast. Okay.
All right.
So you're going to go first.
Okay.
See all these, you see four skeletons. And they're each holding a little rat skeleton they're going to throw into the room to get past the two guards.
Which is us. Which the is, guards. Yeah.
Is there any animals in the dungeon?
Not right now. You have your pets.
Delicious pets.
Whoa, that's only an emergency.
But it's on the table. I mean, everybody knows. It's on the table.
Understood that sometimes something might happen.
Right, right.
But we don't talk about it.
Sure, sure. What are you going to do?
What do you think about doing?
You could take two, I'll take two.
It's true. You could just wait and try to catch one of the rat skeletons and throw it back.
It's like a grenade.
Mm-hmm. Too hard?
They're not ticking off these rat skeletons, are they?
They're not what?
Ticking them off.
You making a net?
No. Like a grenade, ticking them off.
They don't just explode.
They don't activate after 2 to 4 seconds.
Will some of the enemies be knocked back?
I guess it was. Was it 3 to 5 seconds?
From your attacks.
Can you do knockback for attacks? Only if it's a special attack.
Okay.
So usually you don't.
Long tick off grenade.
Although I suppose you could just try to push them in. You can kind of push someone.
Okay.
Yeah, 2 seconds. Yeah, they're supposed to take 5 to 6 seconds, which is so—it's always so annoying when they blow up when they hit the ground in the movies.
I want to throw my dagger at one of the rat bones.
You want to throw your dagger at the rat bone? Okay. Okay. Go ahead and roll a d20.
So they're gonna.
20.
After you hit it with the rat bone with it.
Three.
Oh, you missed, unfortunately. It's just. You got a second attack.
Well, yeah. Do it again. Or you're gonna do something else different.
Oh, okay. Oh, another roll.
How did you do it worse? Very low odds to do it worse.
Alright, the fighter will hit a skeleton for him. Oh,
screwed up too. Jeez.
All right. I thought
we had
two.
We have one NPC. I thought we had two.
Oh yeah. Well, he's just waiting back.
Okay. My turn.
Yes.
Shoot. I guess I have to wait.
No. They're pretty much up to you.
They're also like an attack. Okay. All right. Attack. Oh, I almost went off. That is. They're easy to hit, right? Like a 9 would do it?
Skeletons are AC 6.
So 9, right?
6.
Well, you got a plus.
No, it was a 9. that was with my plus. I rolled a 5.
Well.
They don't have a negative or anything, right?
Yeah. It's AC 6. Nobody threw salt in their eyes.
that was the problem.
Alright, Halfling.
Hey, guys, wake up!
Halfling will shoot.
Shoot a skeleton?
Why not?
Okay.
Of course, the skeletons have a rat skeleton mace thingy they're going to throw at us.
Rat skeleton?
Yeah.
Yeah, is there
a
picture?
They're each holding little rat skeletons that they're going to throw you. Right. And then the rat skeletons will fight.
Falls to dust.
One of the skeletons falls over, unless they take less damage.
You're shooting a sling?
No, swivel.
Oh, okay. Anyway, it's piercing.
Yeah, yeah, well, how fancy are the rules?
Basic cares about that. Let's see. Skeleton. They're often used as guards. So they can be turned by clerics, not affected by super charm. No, they still take normal damage. Alright, one of the skeletons goes down. And drops the rat skull.
Which then explodes.
Which explodes.
No, they're just small skeletons.
Yes, they were created by witches.
Okay, so that was Jonathan Elf. So the fighter and the two fighters are up in front.
I was up there too. I think you could armor class.
They are. They're both kind of blocking the door. So you could attack, or you can. You can wait and try to hit a rat skeleton that's being thrown at you. Or catch it and throw it back.
Yeah. Ooh. I guess if they're blocking the door, then I'll try to defend against rat skeletons.
Okay.
Trying just hitting them. I'm not as fancy to catch over there.
Okay. So the skeletons throw. The three surviving skeletons throw rat skeletons.
They throw?
Yeah, they throw them at you. You get them into the room. But they also throw them at people. So let's see.
Okay.
Halfling, Elf, Christopher, NPC.
Which one is in front, right?
There are two other NPCs. So there are five people in the back. NPC, same NPC. And the other NPC. All right.
Nice!
They try to hit...
That's what they're paid for.
Let's see. They try to hit the elf. Hits him.
I'm looking up what the...
Hits him. And they try to hit the Medusa. Hits her. Okay. So basically, they don't do any damage, but the rats are on him.
Oh my goodness.
And then the rats... the rats try to bite him. So they'll do damage. So let's see. The elf, miss, elf, miss, Medusa, probably misses. She's got some AC, not much. Alright, so they all miss, but they're all over on your two guys. Okay, good to pull everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Alright, so now the three skeletons that are free will attack the two guys in front.
Havoc! Hey, alright.
Halfling. Still out. Elf. Magic user.
Nice.
Skeletons. And cookies.
Alright.
Okay. Christopher, you're first again.
Fighter.
Attack again.
Okay.
This time it's gonna go well.
Okay, you add stuff. So
all right. Oh, that probably hits.
Well, better.
Well, better.
18.
All right. You kill one skeleton.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they have three of them.
I do so much damage, I could attack, kill another one, maybe.
Oh, the game's
so fun.
I'm sure that's
probably
I'm sure that's possible.
You roll a 20, maybe.
Because you want to make a cube.
I never said I wanted to make a cube.
Absolutely. So you can shoot the skeleton. You can try to help
Other
or you can try to help one of the NPCs that has rat skeletons on them.
Sure, rat skeletons.
And I want to figure out what this is from. Jonathan.
Go with Christopher, Jonathan.
Jonathan, go where?
Can you find out where you got those things from?
Yeah, let's be helpful. Let's go find him.
Okay, use the sword, you miss.
Oh.
A little low enough to hit anybody, so. Alright. Skeletons, we'll try to hit. So let's see, two skeletons. One tries to hit.
Don't do it.
Uh-oh. Probably not, though. You have really good AC.
I do. Do I have a 1 or 2? Because I have a shield.
Try AC 1.
I think it's 1.
Because I think I have AC 1. I think you have a ring of protection plus 1.
Oh, I don't. Do I have that, really?
I don't know. I've never found the ink. We've got a second one.
No, I don't have a ring of protection. At least I didn't write it down. I have plate armor and a shield. So whatever that is.
So, plate, shield, ring of protection, AC 1. So
you have a ring of protection?
Yes.
Well, I gotta write that down.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't have it written down. It doesn't exist unless it's on my sheet.
Sure.
Alright, so alright. Did you get me? Did you get me?
So, let's see. Let's see the tables. Oh, wait. Yeah, it's good. Oh, well, first of all, fighter 17 is AC2. Ah, they missed you. Okay.
If I didn't have the ring of protection that I just learned about. Well, yeah, it's not on my sheet.
And then the other skeleton attacks the other fighter. 5 misses. Okay.
Huh? Where did you get these mushrooms from?
Fighter attacks the skeleton. Hits him, kills him. So there are 2 skeletons in front of you guys. Elf tries to brush off one of the wraps. Nope.
That's not mine.
So, same for the Medusa. Nope. Oh, and then the wrap attack. Elf. Hits one.
Uh-oh.
Medusa also hits.
Jonathan! Okay. Jonathan, what do you... Where do you get the Lego from?
All right, so the elf takes 4, Medusa takes 4.
That's in the cookbook I got it
from.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's the cookbook.
Elf. Some points. Minus 4.
You're in the cookbook.
Let's open that book, Medusa. Medusa has.
Christopher, I don't know if you'll be able to find that out. Because Jonathan isn't giving you the right answer.
So, 20 hit points.
Can he help back everything up? Is that what you're trying to do?
Okay, so they're both wounded a bit. Christopher Senior.
Luigi Mansion.
That's it. I don't know if you'll find the right answer, Christopher.
Okay. So, there
this
is
King Boo.
So the NPC elf has 2 rat skeletons on him, and the Medusa has 1. So you could try to help attack those, or you could do something else.
I guess I'll help the NPC elf.
Oh, that's right, you had a saved action. So, actually, roll when the rat skeletons are being thrown. See if you hit one.
Yeah.
Okay. So now you can do your normal attack.
Hold still. 11?
11, they have AC 6. They have AC 6.
Agile.
Okay. And Christina watches them over. Okay. Elf. Junior. Bad guys. NPCs. Okay, NPCs go. Fighter. Hits. Kills a skeleton. 1 skeleton for you guys.
No.
Elf doesn't do anything.
That's the NBC.
Medusa, yeah. Medusa. Hits and probably kills a rat skeleton. All right. So 2 rat skeletons. Oh, wait, there's a rat skeleton in front of you too.
Is a rat skeleton in front of you?
When you killed the skeleton and dropped the rat skeleton over there. So. Anyways, your turn. There's a skeleton, there's a rat skeleton.
Oh my goodness. Well. So, wait, you can wield these rat skeletons.
Sure. I mean, you can pick it up and throw it at someone.
Just throw.
Well, once they land on someone, they attack.
Right, right.
But if they're not doing anything, they also try to
throw it. If you hold, like, the handle, they can't attack you.
Yes. If you hold it right, they won't attack you. So you can try to pick it up and hold it. I mean, it is just a skeleton though, so it's not that far.
Sure. But still, that'd be cool.
If you want to pick it up, you can make a dex roll.
Alright, do that.
Alright.
I'm channeling CJJ here.
Okay, so it's probably like a dex minus 2. It's not that hard.
Dex minus 2. Piece of cake. I could make it. I did.
Alright, so you pick it up and deactivate it. Or you hold it so that it can't bite you.
Right. So I guess I have to drop my shield for that. But also I'm dual wielding now.
Sure. Alright.
Just remember that I have an AC2 now. Good thing I didn't have the last round.
Right. Halfling. Halfling's attacking a rat skeleton that's on the elf.
Teddy. What is it, Teddy?
Oh, we'll roll for the halfling.
Did you roll to hit?
Yeah. Roll to hit. He's trying to kill...
17.
Probably hits. Roll d6. Alright, so he kills one of the rat skeletons that's on the elf. There's a second one. Right here. Skeletons go. Let's see. There's one skeleton.
Jonathan.
What's going to try to hit you? Yelling. Nope. And there's one skeleton on the elf. Tries to hit him. Nope, I think that hits. Skeleton's not that good of an AC. Oh, no, actually. Really good. 15 does not hit. Actually, it's on him. Shoot, plus 2. That's the missus. Okay. Actually, 17.
Hey, come on. You want to sit down? You want to sit over here?
Okay. 17 hits. So. Oof, another 6. Okay. Oh, these guys? Well, Chris is not gone.
Uh-oh.
Chris, bad guys, NPCs.
Uh-oh.
The halfling could attack.
A couple aces.
Nobody's in this room. Bad guys attack. Oh, the halfling could attack.
Okay. Attack?
Sure. There's one more rat skeleton that's on the elf.
One more rat skeleton. Nope.
Nope. Okay.
Our party has been diagnosed with ADHD. Their entire party.
you're all right.
Entire party.
Skeleton.
You're okay.
All right. So he does 6 points on the NPC.
That's
fighter.
King Boo.
Who?
King Boo.
King Boo.
Red skeleton attacks.
Oh.
16 misses. So that was these two guys.
Google goggles, I learned that.
Dave.
It's my turn?
Yep.
Oh, they missed?
What?
Alright.
What?
Kill the skeleton.
What? Sure.
I think I did good. 18. Well, it's upside down. And even with light, it's not very clear.
Anyway. Okay, so you hit him, you kill it.
Sure. Yay!
Let's see.
We're victorious. Oh. It's more fun in here. Oh, cool.
Alright.
We gotta really hype it. I'm your hype man.
Okay, so you killed 8 skeletons. Four skeletons. And basically 4 rat skeletons. And you have one.
Imprisoned one.
Sure. But you get XP for it.
Nice.
Wow, you guys took a lot of damage, actually.
Really?
For this encounter.
I can't imagine any way it could have gone any better. What could have possibly done? What other strategy could have been?
All the damage was taken about the NPCs, but still.
Oh, okay.
The elf is almost dead.
The elf is almost dead.
So he'll probably stay in way back. He's got a couple spells he could use instead.
Wow. So we're still waiting for Lou to wake up?
No, he's awake.
Hey, Mr. Groggy Pants. So I want to affix my rat skeleton mace dealy whopper to the, my backpack so it's facing backwards. So maybe in like so side pocket. Maybe.
Okay, so you're kind of like tying it to your backpack so it's facing backwards.
Yeah, yeah.
So okay.
My eyes in the back of my head.
What do you expect it to do?
I don't know. It seems like it would, you know, it would react to things.
Sure, the things behind you, but usually you're in front, so there are usually things behind
that's
you.
That's true, but, you know. Also, people will maybe think I can't be snuck up.
Oh, okay.
Even
sure.
If even a, like the cobra, back of the cobra head.
Okay, so you probably should write that.
All right.
You have a rat skeleton.
And this would be interesting. You know, you ever wonder, you know, about skeletons, right? You know, do they eventually die?
No, not in this case. Well, eventually they get so old they kind of fall apart.
Exactly. So this will be interesting.
Not in terms of your adventuring lifetime.
Okay, backpack with backwards facing rat. We should create a cottage industry selling this.
That stuff's kind of evil. I mean, yeah, creating them dead is kind of evil.
Yeah, but they're rats.
less evil.
Well, it's got to be less evil than humans. I mean, and then after that, you know, turning obviously humans into living skeletons is evil. And down here, rats is like one of those. Now, somewhere around here, obviously, is dwarf and elf.
Not out there.
I mean, they're not humans.
Yeah, that's true.
Orcs? I mean, orcs are, you know, way down here. Or half orcs, I should say. I mean, I guess you do orcs too. But.
Well, there are no half orcs.
Oh, this is no. We're still.
There's no intermingling. I'm not even sure there are any half orcs.
They're parked, aren't even compatible. It's like, you know, going to Europe with your 110 Saga. Just doesn't. You can't find a place to plug it in. What the hell am I supposed to do with this? Yeah, it's a sort of an adapter.
Alright, so everybody's awake. So, you want to keep going?
Oh, of course. Charge ahead. No reason to stop.
Full party leader.
Alright.
Okay.
Since I have you all here, let's have a vote. I'm thinking our party needs a name. Anybody opposed to being called Boren's Bastards?
The party name?
Party name, Boren Bastards. Any opposed? All right. Motion passes.
Let's see. Party name. Okay. I don't know if you had quorum.
Oh, this is first ed.
No
quorum wasn't added until advance.
I'm not sure. All right. So, alright, so you can go back here, and then, so there's still, well, the crypt you left alone, there's a throne with the gems, with skeletons around it, which obviously do something when you try to get the gems. Oh, there was some sort of warning.
Oh, there are skeletons around, oh, well, we gotta get the gem, obviously.
But you left it for later.
Yeah, well, it seems like it's later. Oh, wait, there's another.
Okay,
oh,
so there's this way up.
All right, we'll just go there.
Okay. Right, so this goes a little bit. And then there is a long hallway.
Hi.
It goes that way.
Howdy.
And you have torches, so you can only see like 30 feet or something. So gotcha. That's about as far as you can see.
Alright.
Well, but the torches are ruined, dude. Although I don't think it's normal.
Of course. Yeah, they introduced that with quorum.
Okay, there seems so to be
something in here. Is there something in here?
Is there a rat skeleton?
Hey, I got a rat skeleton on my backpack. Are you impressed? You wondering what I'm doing? I'm just peeling off the back to see if there's... It is hollow. Oh. Do you remember putting this in here?
No.
Okay, well you did.
That wasn't me.
You don't think so? No. Who else would have done it? Didn't you build this? Who built this? Did your dad build this?
He did.
Mm-hmm. Probably just don't remember doing it.
You quit this for...
Can you apologize? What's this? Can you say you're sorry? Sorry for what? Sorry for what?
For taking your Legos.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, what is this?
Okay, don't...
What size
is this? Hey, don't touch other people's stuff.
Ask permission. I said that earlier.
Where's my guy?
You never do it. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you ever give permission?
My thing broke.
Yeah. I'll give you some dice. Here. You have these ones. No, not those. Don't touch those.
Here, you can have this one. You this can. One. What do you want? Which one do you want?
I want your dice.
Yeah, which one? Not all of them.
I'll pick.
You pick? Okay.
I'll pick.
30 feet. Oh, you're drawing it on the screen.
No, it's right there. So, which way do you want to go? Do you want to go south?
You can have two.
Let's go a little left.
Two.
Towards the...
Find this one.
Maybe there's a back way to this.
Okay.
Which two? Okay, that's fine.
All right, so you go left. Goes eventually... Oops, sorry.
I don't have room.
Goes a little farther, and then there's a room.
Oh.
See, it's room.
Guardian.
Here first. Guardian?
That's a tough one. G U A R D
I A N.
Okay. Alright, so this room is... The walls are redstone. The floor has a black and red checkerboard pattern.
Okay.
It's my floor!
The back wall has a big tapestry.
Okay.
Which have like a barren, dead landscape with... like little demonic figures dancing around.
Okay.
Let's see.
So Daddy, you need a roll one of my dice.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
It's that one.
There are four columns in the middle. Four like bloody columns.
You need a roll one die.
Okay. Does he?
What's my
dice?
And then there's so the four bloody columns going up. In between,
I'll roll one.
In the center is an altar.
Yeah.
Don't lose my dice.
And upon the altar are four bronze like vessels. There's a bowl, two goblets, an ewer, and a vase, like a spy.
Okay, I'm gonna roll. What? I'm gonna roll one.
What was one of those things?
Bowl.
Bowl.
That's your character.
Two goblets. An ewer.
Roll one.
And a vase shaped pitcher.
I'm gonna roll one.
Ear. You have to help me. You have to help me with that one.
Ewer's also like a pitcher.
What's happening?
How does it spell?
Oh, no, no, sorry, sorry. Okay, I did get it.
What's happening?
So Ewer is a base-shaped pitcher.
Okay.
So Ewer, E-W-E-R.
E-W-E-R.
E-W-E-R. E-W-E-R.
Oh, okay. It's a pitcher. All right.
Okay, so those four things. Okay, okay.
Now that she can you come clean this up a little bit?
They are bloodstained, but obviously worth a great deal of money.
Wait, what's happening?
You guys went into a room?
It looks like an evil room. No, well, we don't know if there's anything to defeat. All we know...
So you kill the skeletons.
A cobra.
How many... What's the...
And the raccoons.
Yes,
all but one. All but one.
One of the raccoons you captured.
And it's on the back of my backpack. Looking backwards for me.
I put it in the backpack?
I put it... Yeah, attached to my backpack, so it's looking behind me all the time. But I'd keep my fingers away from it if I were you. That's another thing.
I have lasers.
People are less likely to steal from their backpack.
They have lasers?
Yeah, sometimes.
I'm cutting holes through the stone. I gotta keep moving all the time. Or it's more like, for scanning QR codes. Every so often I go, beep.
Why is there a magic eight ball?
If I have to make a decision.
Yeah. Ask me a question. And then look. Should you eat another carrot?
Should I think something?
Nice.
Reply easy, drag it. Should I do something?
No, because you were very vague.
Should I do something?
More specific.
So what's the grid on the floor? Is it specify how many by how many?
My reply is no. It says my reply is no, and I said, should I do something?
It's just a check of work.
I don't know. I just feel like it's trapped. Checkerboards are renowned for being trapped.
True.
And you said red and black, which, checkers.
Yeah, yeah.
Chess.
Yeah. So do you only step on one color? You can pick one.
How about I take off my backpack and my... still holding it a little bit, set it down on one of the black squares.
The backpack?
Yeah. Don't let go, though.
Okay. But, you put it... Wait, don't let go...
Well, put all the weight except... so it should be... I'll still be holding it, all
right.
But the weight
so
will be
black
on the
square, nothing happens.
Red square?
Red square...
You're gonna kill my rat skeleton.
Rat skeleton explodes.
Oh my god. How does it explode? It was so short lived. Nobody got to see my genius. I mean, nobody's been in the room. Well, that's all right. I told Chris. I told CJ did.
Wait, where are we?
My rat skeleton just exploded.
So you guys came into a room that's red walls, and there's a red and black checkerboard pattern on the floor. And in the middle of the room, there's an altar with four things on it that are valuable. So your Uncle Dave was testing the floor to see what's trapped. And if you step on a red tile, it zaps you. And it zaps his skeleton rat and killed it.
So now I have calcium pills all over my face.
What?
Exploded.
Exploded. Bones have a lot of calcium, so it's like vitamins. It's good. I put my backpack back on and I walk on the black squares to the altar.
Okay, so you get reach the altar. You can roll. I use wisdom way too much.
Yeah.
Charisma.
Strength.
Strength used all the time. Strength used all the time for fighting. Nobody uses charisma.
It's the same. Well, it's higher than my wisdom. So there's that. Alright, charisma.
Look at that ship there.
This does not look good.
See, Sullivan, no man.
Alright.
Whose ship is that?
It's a bad guy ship.
I could roll worse, but not by a lot.
That's strong.
Okay.
How about you?
Seems fine.
Yep. No reason to stop. Yep, nobody's telling me anything else. Yep. Right? Good idea, right?
Four things made of bronze, obviously valuable. Even though they're kind of bloody, you know, have like blood stains and stuff on them.
Sure, sure, sure.
Yeah.
Wait, can you go to this?
You already know what happens.
Do we?
Can you go to nothingness?
Do I know this? I don't know.
Yeah, you can go there.
Explain
a module
is part of the D&D.
I know.
Oh, that's why you should make all the decisions.
I don't remember it.
Nothingness.
Yes, of course.
All right.
Well, all right. Well, okay. Obviously valuable. But they're bloodstained.
So they're bloodstained. So they've been used for evil things.
Yes, it's true. Well,
not just combined off.
Right? You could just destroy them, like you know.
See, that's my what I would do.
You can just, you know, use the rat skeleton body to push them into a...
There's no rat skeleton body left. It never exploded. It's all over my face. But, you know, I can do a... Yeah, hey, you guys want anything? Nobody talked me out of it. I want to destroy the altar. So I'm going to destroy the altar.
The altar itself?
Well, it and everything.
Or everything else.
It
on
and everything.
Sure.
So it'll be a series of shield bashes and
sure.
And sword swipes.
You can destroy it.
Which of those is yours?
Right
when you disturb the altar.
We're not that powerful. My lies is not that powerful.
You guys want more coffee?
Sure, sure. Keep drinking until you get jury.
And then drink. But they gotta push through. Push through.
Yeah, that's stuff. Shivering.
Just push through. Hey!
Okay. So you destroy it.
You're playing. You're playing without me, man. What's up with that?
What?
No loyalty.
How could you?
Exactly. Who's cheating on us?
What about join?
Join who? The Chris thing you were playing.
What?
Oh my goodness.
Did he not already tell you the password?
Well, I didn't, I mean, all right, because I can't see you. Are you in?
You can't see me? Are they playing Borderlands?
They're playing Borderlands. Jesus Christ.
Why don't we try?
Should have got together last weekend and solved puzzles.
Has anyone else but me had drunk in this?
It's pretty embarrassing. In the end, our team only got 6 puzzles out of 19.
So, you know what? I'll give you most of the XP for that.
Yeah, that's right. The bastards don't get anything this time.
ADHD bastards. Okay. Alright. So now you go the only way left.
Yes. There's also the, there's also the what you call on the wall.
The tapestry?
Yeah.
You burned it?
I lighted a fire.
Okay. I guess I was offline.
Lamp play goes offline, right? You can go offline.
Okay. Alright.
It's kind of long. When the, when it goes up in flame, we don't see anything behind it, right?
Nope.
This seems awful close.
No, that's true. That's just a drawing thing. Alright, so the 2 doors and then the corridor keeps going that way.
Alright, I guess one at a time.
The first door?
Listen to it first.
You want to listen to it? Roll wisdom.
Wisdom?
Yep.
I got that. I got that in spades. This did not go well. I think I rolled as bad as last time. Maybe worse. Yeah, worse. That's my thing. I got a 6, 5, and 4 this time. 6, 6, and 4. So, all right. I don't hear anything. Just open it up. Obviously.
No reason to show any caution.
All right, so this is actually sort of like a sort of big room.
Oh, they're combined. Two doors. It's like a multi-purpose room.
So there's a bunch of beds and stuff here. Only four people, four adepts, like, you know, whatever, playing cards at a table.
Four what?
Adepts. Clerics, second level clerics.
Oh.
Adepts.
Right. Crap. Okay. Charge. I assume the evil ones.
Let's see. One or two, there's a prize. Oh, okay. So they lose a round. Nice. So you can do whatever you want.
All right. Let's take these guys out.
So you can run up and attack one, okay. Or you can do something else. Maybe you want to talk to them.
I'll give them the time it takes me to run over and crack one in the back of the skull for them to give up.
Wow.
Wait, one of what
are
we
fighting? Well, I mean, our surprise.
What are we fighting?
Once again, basically,
what are we fighting?
Well, you know, I'm saying, give up. I mean, if they survive the first round, they can give up.
This is a warning shot.
Yeah, exactly.
We're fighting what?
I'm liable to miss anyway.
Or evil clerk.
Yeah, if I miss, it was a warning shot.
Sure.
Obviously. Okay. Oh, wait.
If you don't miss, it's a bad one. All
right. With my plus, it's 17.
When you do get closer, they have slight aura. You still hit them.
They're holograms.
No, you still hit them. But it gives you a minus one hit.
Oh, okay.
So,
right.
17. Oh, you roll 17 with your plus. So that would be... They just have plate mail, so it's AC 3. Oh, 2 with the... Well, okay, 2 with the aura. So did you hit AC 2 with the 17?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so you hit him. Do your damage.
Okay. I will. I feel better this time.
Oh, 12 points. You cut off his head.
He should have gave up.
Yeah. Man, he had a winning hand. What that left? Okay, so that was you.
When I started, when this round started, I had help.
Okay, the FC fighter rushes up and hits one.
I'm gonna make a phone call.
Nope. What do you want to do?
Yeah, free round. Kill evil clerics.
You came into the room where there were four clerics playing cards at the table. You surprised them, so you got a surprise round. So Dave went up and cut off one of the clerics. That's all.
They gave him an opportunity to surrender.
Yeah.
Well,
he said something.
I said, give up, and if I miss, this is a warning shot.
If I don't miss, it's a bad one. All right. I guess I'll attack another cleric.
Sure. AC2.
It's 2 to 0 power.
Oh, unless you're neutral. Alright, if you're good, are you lawful?
I am.
Okay, then you have minus one. Are you.
Oh, no. I'm neutral.
Okay, so you don't have minus one. They're AC3.
But, I miss.
Okay. Cleric, you're awake, so you can do something if you want.
Okay.
Nope, no, it's not. Christopher, magic user. You want to try to do something? Oh, maybe you can see.
Wait, there's one cleric left.
Three.
There are three left.
Three left.
Okay.
Great if there were two.
This might be a good time to burst three spell.
Ooh.
I'm not saying this, but I don't think there are any more people.
We may be here alone.
After
this, it might be undead that are not affected by
three. Yeah, the boss.
Oh, that's true. If the boss is...
Are they evil clerics?
If the boss is not as low enough level, you can put him
to sleep. Yes, they're evil clerics.
The evil clerics? I'm a good cleric.
Yeah. Oh, I'll show him who's boss.
Are we attacking?
Okay, good idea.
Are we attacking him? That's a question.
I attacked and cut one of their heads off.
Yeah. You mean that was a warning shot, right?
Yeah,
that was a good warning shot.
Well, you know.
A little too close.
It's like,
maybe.
Surrender!
Well,
Yeah, you're lucky you only took one hit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will attack one.
The least brutality.
I'll attack one.
We were just talking about how in India you told that it is right or wrong. I don't know. I don't know if it's real legit, but the thing that goes around, like a popular, you know, old wives' tale, is if you hit somebody with your car in India, you should back up and
hit them. I thought it was in China.
Oh, did you hear that from China?
Yeah, a lot of different countries say the same thing. Because so you got to pay for their...
Yeah, you got to pay for the Russian
disability. Disability.
So it's cheaper to kill them. Yeah. Cheaper to kill them. So if they look like they're going to live, back up and hit them again. So this is basically how I was doing.
Wait,
with the
favorites. Do they have
stuff? What?
Do they have stuff?
Probably.
Roll?
Yeah, go ahead.
Kill.
13?
They have AC. Are you lawful?
I am.
No, AC 2. It would be lawful.
I'm lawful, yes.
Okay. AC 2, did you hit?
I don't know.
Probably not.
No, AC 2 probably not. I think you need like 17.
17, huh?
Yeah.
That's
going to take a while.
Unless
they fall asleep.
That's true. Let's fall. Oh, what do you want to do, Fiddler?
I want to attack.
You want to attack? All right. Okay. You can throw a dagger. Roll d20.
And you're lawful.
All right.
Yeah.
Roll well.
Well, actually, you're far enough back, you're not affected.
Oh.
That's a d12.
Yeah.
Wait, is it a d12?
Yeah.
A dodecahedron, if you will.
Oh, where's the 20 sided? Was it over here somewhere? Oh, no. Did I take it? Oh, did I take it? I probably took it.
12.
Oh, you missed him.
It's hard.
You missed him with the dagger.
Yeah.
I rolled a 17.
Yeah, you probably need to roll a 17. Okay. So, let's see. Medusa.
Oh, Medusa. Right.
Well.
Medusa date.
We'll use our special power.
Just stick the Medusa in there.
Yeah. Exactly.
What's your save versus turn of stone?
Where did I go?
Who are you pointing out? The cleric?
The cleric.
Hey, cleric, what's your save to stone?
My saving throw?
Yeah.
Versus turn of stone?
Versus turn to stone, 14.
Okay, so she'll yell something, make him look. Yeah. She just needs to use her power at least once.
Dude, I'm so drunk.
He made a save. God, this is... Oh, two of them made it. One of them turns the stone down.
Nice.
Leaving two left. Okay, so now it's normal initiative.
Normal initiative. Let's initiate. This looks like a cool project. CJJ?
CJJ's, wow.
Yeah.
Where'd you find it?
It's right here. It's got a motor. It's got a place for batteries. Wheels. I think you're both
there.
Little robot.
Oh,
it's got eyes. It's got eyes.
Oh, yeah, shoot.
Cool. Okay. Cleric. Cadell.
Yeah.
Do you attack?
Yeah. Got it.
So two enemy clerics left.
Oh, yeah. So I need a 17, huh?
Yeah.
I just realized it's 17.
You should do something cleric-y.
Fighter.
Convert them to your
That's why I said turn them.
Turn them to be, you know, good.
Okay, they haven't had a chance to give up yet.
Why? Well,
I'm just saying, they haven't had a chance to see what's happening.
All right. Oh, can I wait? You want me to wait a sec? All right. All right. I'm cocked. I'm cocked. Two of you learned or left.
Halfling. Halfling shoots?
Halfling shoots.
That all right.
Oh, nice.
Okay, got to roll for that one.
Rude. Okay, hang on. Wait.
What are you two doing?
What? I know what he's saying. I'm right here.
Walk into the room.
Okay. Halfling will shoot. With a 14.
Probably doesn't.
You have plus 3?
I don't
think he's got that much of a dex.
Dex 15, no.
Yep. Okay.
Well, he's probably not lawful, though.
That's true.
He doesn't have holding a line dice. By, I doubt that's awful. Cool.
Like that. I got him the whole thing. Yeah,
that's good. Doesn't come off as lawful to you?
No.
Chaotic might be the way to go.
Yeah. Alright, so do you want to throw another dagger?
So this is why I have to be in the right distance from the explosion.
Yeah.
When it works,
oh, you missed. Oh, well. Elf. Officer. Senior. Do you attack?
Oh, you're just going to the cave?
Yeah. Well, I want to make sure you know where it is.
You attack?
Yeah.
Alright.
See? I showed the strength.
Yeah, yeah.
17.
Oh, my God.
That hits.
I need any 1 point.
Alright. You won. Alright. Take
that.
They will attack, so you can try to hit one of them.
Oh, okay. I can actually go before then?
Sure.
It's not simultaneous.
Yeah, minus two. Yeah, minus two to hit.
Minus two now, so I need a six. No, I need, what do I need? I need a lot. That's not it.
Okay. So they are supposed to cast spells, so let's see what's all the one.
I need an 18.
Yeah, just jump down.
I'm going to go get my cup. Delicious
coffee. That's a cop trap. Are you going to discover it?
No. I'm going to
save it for everyone.
Oh.
But
we're
all playing. We have
to
go back here.
Okay, so one, two, three, four. Four people in front of them.
Invisible ones or something?
Yeah, well, the changes. Let's
see.
Oh.
Calling light moves. Misses. And then the second one's gonna go.
Let's see the fourth one.
Elf! Save versus spells.
Oh my gosh.
Or let's see. What is it? Spells, yeah.
15. So I have to get 15 or less?
Yeah. 15 or more.
Daddy!
15 or more?
D20.
Nope.
You are afraid.
Okay,
we gotta
clean
up.
I was always afraid.
16. Okay, roll your damage. D6. Roll
I'm
this.
I'm gonna roll one more.
Sure. Roll one more.
This should be one more time.
Yeah, I'll get your cup.
Find
one? Yeah,
it's
over
here.
Quick, copy
it's milk. Your over, it'll tell you to reiterate.
Yeah, I was looking for the mainly T. Where is it? Oh, yeah,
okay, V. V for mainly.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, why are you shuffling the cards?
This is how I use, how I do initiative.
And this is how he holds like 1 million dice.
Oh.
He's holding one, two,
that's
three,
nice.
Four dice.
All right, they get to go again.
Because, one, two, three, four, five. He's holding five dice. One on each
two,
of his
three.
Four
cool.
Tentacles and one on his tongue.
So, one tries to hit the clerk.
I can roll a die again.
What's your AC? Oh.
My AC?
Yeah.
My AC is like one or two. It's, it's
I can roll a die
okay,
again.
Okay, two. So the both the clerks, both the enemy clerks attack you and hit you.
What? Whose turn is it? Sorry. Do you want to know what I put the first? Well, I got my turn, and it's not your turn.
This one, you can probably let him run around if you want. Assuming clean up, block the fence. This should be fine.
Let's see if he's dead. Probably not.
Actually, the front.
Oh, well, so both the clerics attack the other clerk. Your clerk. Okay, so this is... Let's see.
I knew they wouldn't give up. Obviously.
So So they cast fear. One of them cast fear on the elf, and the elf ran away.
Oh my god.
So let's see. Cadell. Cadell takes 9 points.
Is this a new initiative?
Yeah. So they went first. So they went last, and then they went first. And they go double turn.
Make it up for that.
So they almost kill your cleric. Jonathan, roll.
I'm rolling.
Yeah, roll.
Nice.
I think you hit.
16-3.
I'm looking at 16. I think you hit. Roll d6.
You know what a d6 is?
Can you roll this one? Roll that one.
That's the one.
Oh,
let me roll
these. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have any hit points, so he's taking 7
let
double.
Me roll both.
Oh my goodness. Almost there.
NPCs, the fighter.
Good job. Up top.
With this guy.
Down low.
This is. Medium. The guy hits, takes him down.
Alright, I did 8 okay. And
13. So one cleric left. Christopher, do you want to attack the last cleric?
Yes, I want to try to throw my dagger.
Okay, do it. Hit him in the eye. Roll 20. Oh, you hit him. Roll damage.
Is this the one with one hit point?
I'm going to shuffle the cards.
Hey, hey, no.
But I like to shuffle the cards.
Yeah, but...
Oh, you don't have to. You don't have to shuffle cards.
I rolled a three.
What? Yep, you do 3 points.
Where's my dad?
Did he die?
Backyard.
Sure, he goes down. They're all dead.
Whew. Show them. That's what they get for worshiping evil gods.
Backyard
with Teddy. Back, that's front yard. Back.
Yeah, now you can mock the elf running away.
Frog Heeman.
What about the demon? He's not there yet. You haven't summoned the
demon. No, this is Frog Heeman.
Frog Heeman?
Yes.
Frog Heeman. Apparently, who knew what it was?
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Frog Heeman. What's that from? Frog Heeman.
That's what Pokemon?
This. Maybe. This is a Frog Heeman. This is a Frog
Forgotten Realms.
That's a Frog Genus.
Oh, it's a Forgotten Realm thing?
Yeah, yeah, apparently.
That's a Frog Genus.
That's a Frog Genus. Ugly, that's what that is.
Let's see.
What's the deal with it? The eye on top of its head?
What types of bad guys usually
does it? I don't know.
It looks... Frog Hemoth appears to be about...
Wait, on the book? Is it an 25,
30, 30 feet tall.
Yeah, it's a sturge. So, it flies around, and then it tries to stick you with its long beak and drain your blood.
Probably pretty tasty.
Jonathan, carry your shoes. Jonathan! Don't wear your shoes inside the house. Carry your shoes to the back and put them on. Yeah.
Why?
No, to the right. Where the door
went. Wrong way. He's going towards my room. Or maybe he's going to my parents' room and break out the window.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so there are some... they have some copper dishes and vessels, which are worth some money.
Okay.
They're not evil.
They're not bloodstained.
They have books and scrolls of an evil nature, which are also worth something if you want to sell it.
Well, what do you think?
About what?
You think evil books.
Evil
what do you
blood.
Think, what do you think I you should do with the evil books?
We should just burn it, right? You're lawful, right?
Wait, what are the books about?
Evil stuff.
Evil stuff.
It encourages you to do bad things. Wait.
Generic evil stuff?
Jonathan kept turning the knob, trying to open the sliding glass door, right?
Yeah.
He didn't realize that the door was already open or ajar. That's why he wasn't clicking anything.
Yeah.
He was just doing it. He was like, eh.
So, burn them, right?
Well, what are the books about? Like, summoning stuff?
Sure.
Evil stuff.
Evil stuff, though. Evil monsters. Demons.
I want to keep the books about summoning stuff.
Oh,
man. Like it's like the beginning of every H.P. Lovecraft book.
Because I love
story.
Because
like summoning stuff.
Oh.
Even though, even if they're evil.
You sure?
Because we can fight them, right?
Okay. Evil fight summoning. Who are you?
How many are there?
I'm gonna, I'll think about it later. Because you were not supposed to do that.
Lavin?
Wait, isn't it a magic item?
Lavin, did you finish cleaning up yet?
Kind of. It is a magic item.
It's okay.
You don't have to write it down yet. We'll decide. I'll have to figure it all out later.
Yay. I can summon evil stuff. Because
you could summon it and like immediately try to convert it to good.
Sure.
Yes.
Yes, that is possible. The excuse.
Wait.
You want to summon evil now?
No. Like later.
Tomorrow.
Later.
Like after dinner.
like maybe when we actually have energy.
Okay. And that's not a little bit of gold and stuff, so I'll note that down. So, let's see. So, four.
Did you want to go to Red Robin?
Sure. For dinner? I assume?
For dinner?
Sure.
He's the only one suggesting it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Is it a Red Robin?
He says that. Yeah.
There might be.
You know. You know what? We never gone to, and I see every time I come off the freeway to come here, Jax is right there. And every time I
come here. Oh, that's true.
Jax Prime?
It's expensive.
No,
it's a steak place.
The family dinner one?
Uncle Kevin.
The one by CVS?
Uncle Kevin.
It's right where I get off the freeway.
Yeah.
Uncle Kevin.
Yeah. I mean, the one, yeah.
That one's expensive?
No, that's like a family diner place, I think.
No, the place I'm talking about is a fancy steak
like
place.
Like a fancy place. Oh, really?
Yeah, because we have one. We have one in Pleasant Hill. What makes it expensive?
Right now.
What makes it expensive? You buy your steak and then you buy
the
size.
I don't think that's the same place.
It's lit up the same. I mean, they use exactly the same Jax.
So this Jax is the same owner as the Jax Car Wash, as well as the little diner.
That is so weird because they. I mean, whatever. I guess it's not. It's not. You don't have to be brilliant to think, hey, I should have a J with a bunch of lights inside of it, and an A. You know. Let me see if I'm connected.
Yeah, let me look it up.
Anyway, I thought about it every time I walk by and then drive by. And
well, that's when all the letters are like that. What do you mean?
Jax. Cool. Oh, that's in Redmond.
I mean, there's
a sign.
Yeah. And here, let me show you the sign in Pleasant Hill. Pleasant Hill.
What's the website?
Yeah,
this one's called ilovejax.com.
I'm looking.
Here, I guess, let's see, does it have locations? Oh, yeah, Pleasant Hill, Newark, and San Mateo.
Yeah, that's why I assumed they were the same.
You're right. I didn't know this was a expensive place.
Well, I mean, whatever. It's expensive for me. Well, whatever. I don't know if it's... It depends on...
Where's the steak? I don't even see steak. They have Spanakopita.
Really? I mean, I think on the side it says, like, Jack's Steaks. Of course, recently they...
Yeah, burgers. They're not, oh, yeah, Jack's Burger. That's the diner place off of them.
Okay. So this is San Mateo.
How do you know?
San Mateo.
Yeah. Catfish Po' Boy.
Interesting.
Ooh.
Souvlaki.
Oh. Yeah, you know that means a little skewer.
Whoa. I don't see any skewers though. Let's see.
Well, that's how it's prepared. They usually take it off the skewer and put it in like a pita or something. Slapping on a plate. Here's a menu. Let's see if it's the same
style.
They have
steak.
Oh, you just download it as a PDF or something?
Yeah.
I don't know, but you know, it's not kid friendly.
Wait, so did we finish it?
What the hell?
Oh, no.
So what's happening?
Okay. Alright, so you kill the evil clerks. You keep going?
Yeah.
Should I summon something?
Well, you have to study the books first before you can use what you're gonna use. So you can't use them right now. You have to study them. And then after decide what kind of stuff you can summon. Okay.
Wait, is there only evil books? Freaking...
These are all evil books. So only some evil things.
I want to take
probably,
home.
And they probably do it in an evil way. Like, you know, sacrificing people and such.
Well, bunnies.
Yeah, just bunnies. That's true. You only have to kill bunnies, dude. Only have to kill bunnies or some stuff.
Oh, that's in San Bruno. 1, 2, 3, 4. They have 5 locations.
Wow. My phone. I should just restart my phone. My phone, every time I click on the menu, it immediately shuts. Closes the window. I feel like that's not the way it's supposed to work.
So you walk a little farther.
Yeah.
So this opens up into a bigger room.
But before that, there's a door.
Yeah, before that, there's a door. Let's see if there's
Was the reducing fighting with us?
Yeah, she actually turned one of the clerics to stone.
She's quite a stunner.
Stunning.
Alright, so do you want to actually step into the room and look, or do you want to just go through the door?
I think it's a bad idea to go into the door with that big room right there, so let's look what's in the room.
Alright. So this is... Actually,
you put the NPCs all in the back, right?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. Put the NPC in front of that door.
Can I study my books now?
What? While you're walking around?
You gotta run into a wall.
You need to be able to sit down.
Yeah, yeah. Next time we take a break to let Uncle Wu.
Yeah.
What, become, I said, the next time we have to take a break, wait for you to become conscious, can read the books.
Okay. I can read the books.
No, he can't read the book while you're walking.
I have some evil summoning books.
Summoning books, those are the best.
Evil summoning
books. Yes, those are the best.
Eve, don't touch it. It's evil.
We're going to a restaurant now.
Time bandits.
I'm not
here yet. Are we going to
Sophia's gone?
Yes. We're not going to go to a restaurant with Mommy.
No, why not?
Daddy and me and Christopher and Uncle Kevin and Uncle Chris and you and
I get a you, huh?
And all you right. can go to And you can go to a restaurant. Then, sure, and sure, Christopher.
All right, we're looking
You already
right,
said my name.
What? Oh. Okay. Unless you want to.
But are we going to a restaurant?
Well, Red Ramen is kid-friendly, so there's a...
Are we kid-friendly? If you want to go to a restaurant...
Okay.
If you...
So when you step into the room...
You're not there.
Oh, yeah, there's
you
one in the...
Can we go to a restaurant?
Do you want to?
No. I said we can go to a restaurant. Uncle Kevin, did
we
you want to go to...
How about we order out? Because there's a lot of
did
people here.
Did
you want
to go to Red Robin?
And we don't want
to
drive all these cars out.
Uncle Kevin!
Yeah?
Did you want to go to a restaurant?
No. What do you want
to do?
Do
you want to go to Red Robin?
Do you want to order food from Red Robin? We don't have to go there,
want
right?
Ramen?
I want to.
You want dumplings? You want Japanese food?
Uncle Chris, did you want to go to Red Robin?
I know.
Huh?
I mean, it's just American food, right?
Yes. Did you want to go to Red Robin?
Damn, I'm not really impressed by Red Robin.
Are you
going
to go to Red Robin or not?
I don't think we're going.
I want to go.
You want to go?
We're going to go to a restaurant I want to. Well,
we don't have to go to a restaurant. We're just enjoying each other's company here.
Yeah, we can order food, and then they'll bring it here, and we can eat here.
Yeah.
And then we'll have a restaurant through here.
Where's Mommy?
I don't know.
Where's Mommy?
She went out and never came back.
Wait, where did she go out to?
That's a good question.
She was in the front yard gardening when I saw her. Wow, Jack's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8, is that right? No, 7. 7 different Macs. Macaroni, yeah. Classic Mac, Bacon Mac, Hatch Mac, Italian Mac, California Mac, Hot Dog Mac, Chili
Mac.
Yeah, I used to make that when I was a kid.
What's that?
Jonathan, that's not right.
Burger, burger, burger. Boy.
Where's mommy? In the next room. Where's mommy?
Where's
my mommy?
In the
your
next
mommy? Room. I know where your mommy is.
She's coming.
She's coming. She's at Bennington. And she's coming back. And she's not in Bennington anymore. She's
coming
back.
So she's
about to get on the
92.
Okay.
I think they've revamped their menu since I've been there.
Sounds fancy. You can't think it less.
Not anymore. Yeah.
Are you going to just have a pizza?
Oh, this works. Oh, actually, it was there.
You done? Or?
Heck no.
Not yet.
Heck no.
Well, I'll at least subscribe this. Okay. So when you go in, 8 black candles light up, illuminating the room.
That sounds evil.
There is a big iron bell with two hammers, so you can ring it.
You're all right.
Pews and like 3 altars.
Yeah.
And a dais with a throne with a white bone throne on it.
White bone and, on it. Okay.
And then there are
pillars?
Tapestries.
Tapestries inside.
Insides.
She's our feet.
Otherwise the room is empty.
Okay. A lot of people could be hiding behind those tapestries. I look for feet.
Oh, okay. So you kind of look at one of your books of summoning.
Oh my goodness!
So one of the books is how to summon our evil lord.
What's his name?
Oh, there's no name.
No.
Oh, actually, okay. I'll give you a name.
One who cannot be spoken.
Let's see. Hopefully, I give you a name.
He who cannot be spoken.
The nameless.
Boris. Oh, actually, isn't your name Boris?
Boris.
Okay, Boris. This guy's name is Boris. Our evil lord Boris.
Boris?
So basically it says you have the 3 amulets of chaos, you have to put them there, then you have to ring the bell.
I don't want to do that one.
Now that you know how to do it, why don't you do it?
I don't
want to
fight that guy. I don't want to fight that guy.
Yeah, Boris.
Boris? He doesn't sound very nice.
Exactly.
Maybe that's why we don't want to do it.
Yeah, you want to be more challenging than that.
I feel like his name is one of the names of a god. Also, that's not why I'm... don't want to fight him.
Oh, okay.
Because I just don't want to fight...
What if there's a note that says...
So how's...
Little note next to his name says CR3. Okay.
CR3.
I don't want to do that guy.
So the bell, it's hanging from the roof?
Yeah.
So is there a way to...
I mean, it's
lower?
Pretty much... It's hanging down up to, like... So it's like... it's right in front of you, right?
Right. But is there a way to lower it?
Lower it more?
Yeah.
Well,
my theory is if we drop it, it can't be wrong.
Yeah. You can trace the ropes to like the wall.
Alright.
So you can just kind of untie it and lower it gently.
Okay, let's be cool about this. Alright, let's lower it.
So roll dex.
Dex?
Wait, what's happening?
He's going to lower the bell so it doesn't ring.
So it can't be wrong.
Oh, so as you're doing this?
Uh-oh. A limb falls off. Oh my god, I do a horrible job. Oh, it could be worse.
Okay, so as you...
You said dex?
Yeah.
I nailed dex. I have a good dex.
Okay.
It would have been bad if that was wisdom. Right.
But as you're doing it, you hear voices, these little voices, like...
Oh no!
Sort of chanting in your head. So everybody.
Oh, no.
Oh, actually, who actually went into the room?
I'm out, right? I'm out. I'm conscious, aren't I?
You're conscious.
Yeah.
You're conscious.
Oh, actually, that's true. You took 9 points of damage.
So, yeah.
So you're down to 2 hit points. The elf is down to 1 hit point.
It's guarding the door near the
entrance. I don't know if you want to use a cure spell now.
Selfishly use it on yourself. Is that how you roll?
Could be.
I'm going to save it till I die.
Right.
No one gets them. That's how I roll.
As you die. Just so you know, I could have saved you all.
That's how I roll.
Wait, so what's happening? Is there some chanting?
Yeah, we hear chanting in our ears.
Okay, but who's actually in the room? So I think Dave had to go in.
Yes, the NPC is definitely not.
Did you go in to help him?
Yes.
Okay. NPC and then is the cleric, did the cleric go in or not?
Hey, cleric.
Ooh, that sounds dangerous. I have two.
Okay.
Why would you know it's dangerous?
You know, you just have a feeling.
I have two hit points.
Gotcha. Why don't you hang out with the NPC at that door? That's going to invariably open.
Idea.
Okay, so you lower the bell. You can roll save versus.
I want to cut down the bell.
We did it down. We did it.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's even better. That's a good idea, though.
Perfect.
Hey, once it's down, we should.
Okay, save versus magic wand.
Ooh, magic wand.
What?
Oh, you that got an easy one.
It's easy for me?
Wait,
well, easier than usual.
All right, good.
So, D20. Trying to get a 14.
Why?
To make a saving throw. Because something's trying to make you do something.
Yeah.
D20. You're fine.
I probably made it. Actually, I know I made it. I'm not even going to look at that
D20.
One. D20. Oh, D20.
Oh, D20.
Right, right. I knew
that.
What? But I made the other one. Where'd it go? Everything's good. It's probably fine. I made it.
Okay.
All right. Good.
You feel something trying to control you, champ.
And speaking of the bell, once it's down, I'm gonna pull the rope through the pulley so that there's nobody gonna re-raise it while we're still around.
Okay.
I assume there's a pulley.
Yeah. Oh, now you can't summon worse.
Yeah, if only.
Maybe he's actually the best guy.
Yeah, never know.
Sounds good.
I wanted to meet Kyle of Kyle 8's hiking on the trail, and I didn't.
Was he on the trail you were on?
Yes, he was. He was. I actually saw him at the trail days, and I should have bought him a beer, and that would have been the way to talk to him. But I did not think of that until afterwards. I was in the beer line, and he was farther back in the beer line.
Wait, where are we? We're here. Yeah. So the bell is gone.
And Darwin of Darwin, Darwin Outdoors. Darwin. I don't know. I forget it. Darwin on the trail. I think it's Darwin on the trail. Anyways, he was there too.
I
didn't see him though, but I was told he was there. I could have. You know,
okay.
I want to steady my cup.
So you can tell something's trying to compel you to check.
Okay.
So you can tell that to the people outside.
All right, guys. I go back.
You know, if you are strong mind, you can come in. You're weak will. That's not.
All right, everybody's warned. All right, so I guess we should start destroying the altar. You and I go destroy the altar. And anybody else that wants to. He clearly doesn't feel he's up to it.
I have two hit points.
Wait, what's an altar?
Two hit points and two spells.
Altar is that evil table on the other side. It actually, is it an altar? You said it was a dais.
Yeah, so there are three altars
right
here.
Right there, yeah. All right, so let's just destroy those. We've got to do it quiet. Oh, you know what? We'll just light them on fire. Are they wood?
Probably not. Three stone altars.
This is going to make a lot of noise.
Well, I think I might be able to burn it because I have a lantern and I could just...
But it's stone.
Oh, the ivory throne set with gold and adorned with gems of red and black.
Really?
Seems valuable.
It does, doesn't it?
Wait, so just a table?
Yeah. We got to be quiet, though, because this room is going to open up. And our NPC and Uncle Wu are going to die immediately.
Oh, I was going to just flip over the table.
I'm gonna flip it over.
Well, it's pretty heavy.
You think the two of us can do it?
Yes.
All right, but that, would that destroy it? You think?
No, I'll just be upside down.
Well, at least you got the half part.
Is there anything on the altar?
No.
Okay. Hey, what do you say? We sneak up there and get all the gems and gold off of the throne.
I could use my spikes and smoking to like just use it like to.
Oh, that's where you can spike the door closed.
Ooh, there's
one of the.
Oh, that door. Yeah, that's true. Hey, why don't you do that, Woo?
We're gonna go with Mom.
You and your cohorts. Spike the door.
Daddy and Ian.
The door you're standing
and
in front of.
Uncle yeah. Steven and yeah. Uncle Kevin.
People in there are gonna kill you, unless of course it opens inward.
It doesn't matter. I'll see what opens into the corner.
No, that's we're gonna pick up.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Is that yours? That's mine.
Who's his? But your dad famously always says, "What's yours is mine." Famously, it's kind of his catchphrase.
All right. So, are you destroying the altars? Are you?
Let's wait for the let's wait for the spike door to get.
Well, okay, you spike the door.
All right. Now let's start doing it.
I want to use the small hammer and big knockout.
I'm just gonna use my dagger.
To take out the chair.
You want to take out the gems?
No, I want to destroy the altar bar. Because it's basically...
With your small hammer?
Yeah, because it has table legs. So you can use it like that. And then...
Let's do that last.
Sure.
Let's get the gems first.
Oh, and the altar is like a small table.
So there's just gems and gold?
Well, no. So there are three altars. Which are just like small tables. And then there's a throne, which is a big chair, and the throne has a bunch of gems in it.
Valuable stuff. Money.
Valuable gems.
Money and gold. I mean, gems and gold. So let's pop those off.
I just want ice cream. I don't want gems.
You can buy ice cream with gems. You can buy ice cream with gold. You can also threaten a shopkeeper for ice cream.
Okay, I'm gonna take off some of the gems.
Oh, okay, you're gonna take off the gems.
You got more help?
No, we don't have
it. Okay, so you pry off the gems?
Yes. Because I want to buy ice cream.
Yes, okay. Exactly. I agree.
So, make dex rolls.
Dex rolls.
You get plus two. You also make a dex roll.
This is...
Plus two, so you have a 12. 3d6.
A plus two, you say?
Yeah. Plus two, you got.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, you still missed.
Oh, this was just like the spices.
14, yeah.
I made it. What's that?
You're trying to spices?
The spices.
Oh, crap. It's in our fridge. We forgot to bring it.
So, no. I have not.
You know, maybe next week, John, Deva go to the, have lunch with you, then he'll grab the,
Right. Sounds good.
So, okay, so for this roll, if you failed it, you make a lot of noise and you're going to attract the guards. So
but you have...
Do you want to reroll?
But you got coins.
Do you want to reroll this or not?
I want
to reroll. Okay.
Oh my god, worse.
You get two rerolls.
Oh, two. Nice. Points,
so.
Nice. Do better. What is wrong with you?
Wow.
I don't know.
You just need a 12.
All he needed was a 12. He just got rolled a 13.
Yeah, you rolled 13. So that was the last group luck point you guys had.
Oh, that's group. But you have your own luck point.
You could use one of your own luck points if you want.
Yeah, you
have one.
What are the odds of missing it
all the
five times?
Yeah.
Wait, you only use one.
Wait, can I roll?
Well, you used five times.
Yeah, that was horrible. That was not good. Yeah, what are the odds of missing it five times?
All right, do you want to use your own luck? This could be your last. This is your last luck point. Then. Until you go up a little.
Yeah. All right, there you go. That's a ticket. Oh my god.
11. Okay, so you make it.
I'm on the A. Make it.
Wait, what do I get?
That you don't die.
That's good. That's the only thing.
Was this supposed to be on the top?
It's a frog demon.
Okay. You know, from Forgotten Realms. Everybody knows that.
I don't.
I had to look it up.
I just got frog demon because he's a frog demon.
Yeah, he's a frog demon.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What's that called?
Right, now I just want to break through that wall.
Okay, so...
What's that?
I want to break through that wall at this point. I want to break through the wall.
This is the last place. Oh, other than back here, right?
Right. Well, depends. You want to look around a little more? In which case, make wisdom rolls.
What's the, yeah, I'll look around. What I wanted to do, the tapestries, you didn't say what were on them.
Oh. All the evil stuff.
That's my
guess. Let's see. They're not tapestries, they're draperies. So basically they're just kind of like red drapes.
Oh, okay.
To keep, make the room feel warmer.
I want to look.
Castle-like places.
Underneath them.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to look behind all those. So that's where the wisdom.
So there's another door here.
Oh, no.
Anyways, but you can roll wisdom.
That is not good.
Okay. You can roll wisdom too.
Yes.
What dice?
Yeah, 3d6. 3d6. There you go. Yeah, you make it by 0. So it's probably not good enough. But so you do see that door.
We see it, but we don't know that it's trapped. Got it. Anyways, I don't know if this will work. But I figure if we pile the benches and the drapes on top of the altar and light that a fire, it might be enough heat to kill whatever magic
that's in the altar. Well, I thought it was working. I guess it's not working.
Want to do that?
Yeah. Okay.
Make a big old bonfire.
What are you talking
about? And then get the heck out of here.
But I have to use my lantern.
Yeah, sure.
And
what is this?
Three flasks of oil. Oh, and it burns fire 4 hours.
Yes.
So the fire burns.
Wow.
So I'd say once we get that lit, we check that room.
So basically, I light my lantern put a stick in there and then put it on it and then I'll flip it.
Okay, so you guys do that and set it on fire and leave.
But where'd you find the stick?
A lot of us are carrying torches.
Yeah. And you have torches. Yeah, so you can light it on fire.
So I lost one flask of oil?
Yeah, sure. That'll make the fire hotter.
I lost a flask of
oil. Well, no, I thought... Anyways, I thought once the fire lit, we could check that back room. That's where we get attacked by the...
Okay, so which door do you open?
I think we leave this alone. It's already spiked. But the secret room or the room behind the draperies, has got to be good stuff in there, right?
Yes.
So, but...
More summoning books.
Yeah. There's more summoning books.
Yes, I need those.
Got it. All right.
Oh, wait. That was not the secret door, was it?
It's not a secret door. It's a regular door?
It's behind this tree, there's a corridor.
Oh, okay. All right.
That doesn't turn around.
Alright.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what you would have found also.
Okay, well that's... I guess we'll... Now I don't know if starting the fire first is a good idea or not, but whatever. We're committed to a task. We can get by that fire. Who cares?
Sure enough, probably. That's probably true.
Just run fast. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so you're going to go through the door?
Wait, so isn't there still the
bell? You say that's a door? Or just here, right?
There's a door here.
Oh, there
and
is.
There's a corridor here.
Can't we throw the bell into the fire?
Yeah, let's check the corridor before the fire.
Okay. Alright, so you go... It's just you two right now.
Everybody's guarding the door. Teddy guarding the door.
Oh,
I got my dog. That's what...
Oh, that's true.
I have my Enfield pup.
Let's see.
I have my own animal.
You have an Enfield pup?
Yes.
It's a good motorcycle.
Oh, no. Did you want to go pee-pee? Daddy, did you take him to go pee-pee?
I know.
Yes, he just went.
Yes.
Oh, he just went to pee-pee? Okay, Teddy, you don't need to go another pee-pee.
Thanks, Mom.
He's already
wrong.
What do we find down there? Oh, and there's another door after that.
Gosh. Wait, what's inside that room?
I don't know. Oh, Kevin's reading.
Okay, so there are
there's stuff on the ground. There is? Yeah.
There's like tables and chairs and some you know, bowls and, you know, it's basically kind of like an anteroom for refreshments. But also, there are also two zombies that start moving towards you.
Oh, at least they're quiet. Let's kill the zombies. Don't let them bite you.
Okay, so it's just you two.
Sure. Just and the dog. Don't forget the dog.
That's true. Goes when,
don't you have a dog?
Wait, since the zombies are in bed, it'd be good if we just, like, if we can, like, if we can heal them, then that actually damages them.
Yes, that is true.
And then damaging them actually heals
basic
them.
D&D?
Oh, you're right.
That seems a little advanced.
That's probably not in there.
That seems a little advanced.
Yeah.
That's like differentiating between job and race.
Anyways, yeah, it'd probably be a house rule. Alright, so what do you want to do there, Christopher?
Do we have anything? Do we have stuff to heal?
You do not, because your cleric's way back there.
Yeah, we could bind its wounds. Ow, you're binding my wound. That was a joke. No, that wouldn't really work. Alright. Mm-hmm. You're first. Kill.
I guess so.
So do you want to like throw dagger? You get two actions.
Water. Daddy, I think Daddy's asking for some water.
You want to throw your dagger?
I kind of want to. I kind of want to use my strength to launch the spikes that you use with the small hammer.
Okay. You also have like sling stones.
I know, but I could do that. And if it hits, it's kind of more hurtful.
Think so?
The spike hurt more than
rocks.
Than stone.
Yeah. Might be harder to hit though.
Okay, you can do that.
Okay.
I'll give you a minus 4 to hit, but you can do d6 damage instead of d4. So go ahead. You get 2 attacks.
Well, yeah,
it
was a little higher than here.
Four.
No, you get to roll attack.
You have to hit him first.
Hit to hit him first.
You have a...
Nice!
Okay.
Three.
Okay, so you do 3 points on one.
All right, you get another roll.
You get a second attack.
Okay. Yeah, do that again.
Yeah.
Nothing else is... Wow. That hit?
I think
that's
a 4.
Yeah, no, you didn't hit.
Oh, they have plate mail shield. These are, you know, elite guard zombies.
Jeez. So, you say shield and sword, so...
Plate mail shield, AC2.
AC2, wow.
Wait, so did I hit?
You hit the first time. You
hit one for 3 points of damage.
I can't hit again?
You missed the second time. And I go before they go.
Zombie guards...
And you didn't kill it?
Nope. Yeah, a lot of hit points.
Wow, it'd be good if we had more people in here.
Yeah. Luckily, you have a good AC, so that's pretty good.
We keep it. Yeah, okay, and so, unfortunately, we both have like padded armor that doesn't make any noise.
Sure. Someone's gonna hear something eventually.
All right.
Anyways, your turn. So they have AC2. So I think you need like a 13 with your. Plus 4.
A 13.
Okay.
Exactly. All
right.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Plus 4.
Yeah.
See? Look, just point plan at the die.
Yeah. What am I doing? I'm doing die 8. And a good roll. This could do it. What is that? That's plus 4, right? Yeah. Now I forget what I rolled. 5. So, 9. 9 points.
9 points! Okay, so he's taking 12. He's still left.
So we hit the same one, huh? Yeah. That was smart of us.
Generally assume that, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It's good that you assume that. In my mind, we were attacking two different ones.
did I mention it looked tough?
I'm just saying. I wasn't thinking about that.
If we tie, if I could, I have ropes. If we tie up the zombies, and then they can't attack.
Oh, could be.
Why did you do that? Yes.
What did I do?
And then after we defeat them, I can just take my rope.
I assume you're kind of blocking both zombies so they don't kill
the rest of the party.
Okay, so they're actually tougher than normal zombies. So let's see. Your AC 1, 15 to hit.
Oh my god.
It's gonna go fast. All of a sudden. Okay, the other one misses. So you're only first level, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Right? I guess. There's nothing written in level. Hey,
yeah, I think you're still first level.
Let's luck that well, up. Can I make him reroll?
You can see how much
damage. Yeah, that's right. I can.
What's that say?
So,
yeah, I think...
I don't know what that says.
Let's try to make that go away.
Alright,
let me erase my luck for one of my luck points.
Alright, you have two, so now you have one left.
Yeah. That's like...
Water skin.
One more than I need.
Water skin?
Yeah, it's a little pouch that holds water.
Okay.
So you can drink from it.
All right, yeah, that's better.
Alright. Okay. So... You guys went into the main, altar room.
Yeah, wait, I remember it.
Wait, did we defeat them?
And then,
what happened to the zombie guard?
Wasn't there a puzzle
guard?
To get in there?
What happened to the zombie guard?
Hey, what?
There is no puzzle of them all.
Oh, okay.
What happened to the zombie guard?
One's damaged. I'll do it. One's very damaged. So you could kill him with a little more.
So,
when you go into the room, though, something tries to make a chant.
Oh yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
So only these two guys went in.
Okay.
Everyone else is kind of waiting outside.
Uh huh. Are they screaming?
So then they went out of view. They went out of view into a corner, and you hear fighting.
Oh okay. I guess we should go inside.
Depends. Do you want to yell something? Maybe stay back.
I've already told them. They know everything. I also said something right before we did this. I don't even remember what the heck it was.
Wait, I don't know everything.
Did you set it on fire yet? No, that you didn't see it.
Yeah, except we're going to wait to do that.
Yeah, so they piled all the, burnable stuff on the altar.
On the altar.
So they're going to set it on fire later.
The bell can't be rung now. And we've gotten all the gold and gems off the throne.
Yeah.
So, theoretically, we could just run the heck out of here if things go badly. Wu and one of the NPCs were really damaged, so we just told them to stay at the door. That could open at any moment. But it is his spike closed. There is another door back here, though.
So Wu and the NPC, you guys have three NPCs, even though they're kind of wounded.
So anyway, so you know all the info. I'd walk back. Before we did this, I walked back and told you the plan. So.
Okay.
I whispered the plan. So up to you. What do you want to do?
When you hear fighting.
You do hear clanging. More than one bit of armor is being clung against. It's almost like the thing we're fighting at plate mail on.
Well, you're wearing plate mail, me.
I know, but yeah, it's clearly more than me. It's like, I don't know, two to four times more plate mail than you.
I guess we should just wait here, right? I go right in towards the fighting.
Your dad tries to rush in to help you guys, but he gets about halfway and then stops and starts chanting.
Oh wow.
Blah blah blah.
I tried.
Okay. Just could be bad because you all split up.
Well, we don't get any damage if I tie right, them up.
So, Christopher tried to rush in.
But failed miserably.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he failed.
Failed miserably.
I'm not so miserable, but yeah. Failed.
Oh.
Failing.
Miserable. Whoa. I don't even know how to talk anymore. Miserable. Miserable.
I don't want to leave him alone.
You want to go to Christopher?
Do you want to go to Christopher? Christopher needs to go to a
restroom. No, I don't. I never said I wanted to.
Yeah, you didn't want to go to a restaurant.
Yeah, man, you don't even talk to Christopher. You come over here, Jonathan. Why do you want to visit Christopher? You want to visit his toys? Let me go see the way that you love me. You won't even give the apple again.
I made a banana.
Oh, so you...
Yeah.
Oh, where'd you make it from?
Toyo.
So they found the side corridor to, like, the main bad guy.
Okay.
And Dave and Christopher went, little Chris went through, they started fighting something.
Yeah.
So big Chris went into the room, but he failed the saving throw, so
of course he did.
So now he's chanting. So, do you want
to go? Range weapon against Chris is the way to go.
Right. No, he's just standing there chanting. I mean, he's not really.
Yeah, yeah. What I mean, how powerful could one guy chanting be?
That's true. It takes more than one.
If I learned anything from the latest episode,
it takes a village.
It takes at least two.
Two chanters.
Wasn't it? The Acolyte. The Acolyte. So I think I'm actually an episode behind right now. But this. What you gonna do, Woo?
I guess,
trade in some of your weapons?
I guess I should go. No yelling. What are you doing?
Yeah. You gonna help him chant?
Oh, yeah.
It's true.
Go pee pee.
You can maybe make ask cure light wounds and snap him out of it. Actually, is cure light wounds a touch spell? let's see.
Is it a touch spell?
Cleric spells, cure light wound, range touch, yeah.
Yep. Nope.
You could lasso him.
You also have the three NPCs, so with you, you're commanding.
Yeah,
so there's an elf with one hit point, there's a fighter with like 10 hit points, he got hit once.
And
the Medusa has also around 15 hit points, she got hit once.
I can't imagine Medusa getting affected. Actually, but it has got to be a low wisdom. Unless he critted or something. Who did the? Who did the?
Trump person. Christopher.
Christopher did. Okay.
Maybe you should roll that.
Maybe. Yeah. I would. I don't know. What are you gonna, he's gone. So close. So close.
All right. Initiatives then. you, Christopher. Okay. So the two.
What happening? What's happening?
The two zombies fight the zombies thing again.
And your daddy is summoning evil creatures.
Yes. All right.
Wait, what types of evil creatures?
I don't know.
All right. What do you want to do there, magic user?
It might be in your book.
I want to tie up the zombies.
What was your decision?
Oh, are you sure? Because they're still attacking. You want to grapple one? And then if you can subdue them, you can tie them up. That seems kind of hard, though. What's your strength?
My strength? Yeah. My strength is 10.
10? Might be tough to grapple one.
It is? Yeah, my intelligence is 18.
Well, you don't grapple with intelligence. I mean, you could, I suppose.
Or can you?
Exactly. If you're Mr. Fantastic, you'd totally be grappling with intelligence right now. Do you want an initiative here? Because we have to do a card out.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. All right.
Give me. All right.
So what do you want to do?
I
guess we'll put that one for Johnny.
You're away. You're a while away.
So what is what is happening?
I heal the elf with one hit point.
Yeah. Well, you also you can control the NPCs.
I can control the NPCs.
You could ask the NPCs to do stuff.
Well, the
one of the NPCs is messed up.
You can tell the other two NPCs. The elf doesn't really want to do anything because he's got one.
Okay. So we have a fighter and another.
And
the
Medusa.
What?
Fighter and Medusa.
Medusa. Okay.
Is there any fighter, animals?
Fighters should go up and attack one of them, I assume. Yeah.
Go up and help.
Yeah.
Okay.
Medusa will go up and
Medusa shouts at them. They're quite, you know, they're across the room.
Okay.
And around the corner.
Is there any animals?
Yeah.
Are there any animals here?
Yeah.
Not in this room. There's just your pet.
Oh.
Alright, the fighter goes. Let's see if he makes the second throw.
Thinking about what?
He's got the same throw as you, so he needs an 11. Nope. He stops and starts chanting.
Do
you send
him
Medusa? Yeah.
How about
do you send him Medusa?
Should I send him Medusa? What do you guys?
I don't think the Medusa have a pretty good resistance, but then again, we also charmed her.
That's true. So maybe we should send her.
I don't know.
So what do you guys want to eat? You should order.
Sure.
It's 6:30, so it'll probably take half an hour to an hour to get in.
Yeah.
What was in the room again?
Wow, she had a...
I forgot what was in the room.
Soon nobody wants to walk anywhere, right?
I don't know, maybe.
I forgot
walk
what was in the room.
To get around.
Yeah, we can go walk somewhere.
What?
I forgot what was in the room.
You want to go to...
So this room, the room you're in, has like a table
Japanese
with
grill.
Like a...
All that sounds
tops
good.
And a pitcher. And some chairs around so people can kind of sit and talk. And then...
What's the table made out of?
Wood.
We do
okay,
that.
Then you can flip
like
it over on yourself.
Face.
You want to flip the table on the zombie?
Yes.
Okay. Alright, so roll... So go ahead and roll to hit him.
What's the
garage?
D20.
Why? Why do you want to go to the garage? We don't have a garage. Why? Because our cars are parked outside. Can you see? No garage. There's no garage here.
Oh, where's the garage at
Uncle Sleep's house?
Yeah.
His garage is at his house.
Yes, or as I call it, the death trap.
It's outside.
Outside where?
Outside his house.
Your house has
okay,
a
wall? Okay, so roll...
I can't find the
garage.
Oh,
sorry.
All
my friends
are parked outside.
Oh, 8. Alright. So you kind of toss the table at the zombie so they don't have a minus.
Yours is a garage?
Yeah,
not all houses have a garage. Okay.
Did it hit them?
Yeah, only some houses.
But you kind of...
You create an obstacle.
Yeah, create an obstacle so he's got to go around it. Did you send the Medusa?
Oh, we can get to the potato guys.
That's not.
Or you could try to drag one of those other people back somehow.
Lasso.
I should heal myself. I have 2 hit points.
That's true. You can heal yourself.
Excellent point.
I'm going to heal myself.
That's
okay, a good idea.
So D6 plus 1.
D6 plus 2.
I recommend a 6.
Oh my god. This place
good.
Only sells fried potatoes.
Oh.
French fries, tater tots.
Sounds
wow.
Hash browns.
Hash browns.
I just got an idea.
And
tater
pot
paradise.
I got an idea.
Chris Pet.
Why are we still here? Why are we knee deep in potatoes?
There's flavorings. Cajun style. Chili
you don't need flavorings.
Potatoes. Human barbecue.
Human barbecue?
Human. Seaweed, pepper, salt.
4.
Well, come on. All barbecue's human barbecue.
Alright, so you also have 4 points?
Yeah. I've seen married children. All right. It makes it taste better.
Is it 4 plus 1 or?
D6 plus 1, so it's 5?
5.
Alright.
Nice! Hey, Max?
So now you got 70 points?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Wait, I just started.
Now you got 7 hit points.
Oh, wait, what's my max hit points?
Wait, I just thought of how to make it spear.
I think it's 9, which is what I suspect. Because I see, but I see a negative 2 erased, and I see a 7.
Yeah. Okay, let's see.
Okay, so you want to go to the
Boring.
What is that?
You
what is that? Oh, that's
7.
Oh, it is 7. Okay. I wonder why I had a 9 order at one point.
I don't know.
Maybe I had a plus 2.
You guys want to walk or order?
I mean, I like walking, but it's getting late, so I don't know. Up to you guys.
Wait, what?
If we don't get done,
we're going to the restaurant.
We could, yeah.
We're thinking about it.
Yeah.
Or we eat here.
Do you have any preference?
Eat here.
Eat here.
Yeah.
Okay, so now,
like,
what kind of cuisine would you like to eat?
Mean.
Go ahead and
attack. Oh, attack. Yeah.
Ramen.
No!
You made it.
All right. Do your damage.
Okay.
What am I doing? I'm rolling the wrong thing. All right. So, does 7 points kill it?
Yes. So one of them goes down.
All right. We could do this. We can do this. If only there was a way to get help.
So, 17 points.
17 to go.
Like 17 zombies?
No. 17 hit points.
17 hit points. It's a tough zombie.
Tough zombie.
Did we defeat him?
We did. We just killed him. I did.
Two one.
Okay.
I hit him. You hit him. I hit
that group, and then you and the zombie. The zombie has a -2 to hit you because it's going to go around the table. So he needs a 17. Oh, he missed.
Nice.
What do you want to do? This time, throw your own body.
Okay.
I want to use my spikes and small hammer to take off one of the one of the table legs.
Yep.
Okay, you take off the table leg. All right, that's what you're at.
All right.
So you have a table leg. You can use it as a club.
Don't you have a knife, a dagger? You don't like it. You don't like sharp objects.
I don't.
You're afraid to cut yourself?
I just want to be creative.
Sure, I gotcha.
Sure.
Yeah, imagine all the cool carvings you could put in his chest. You could draw a cat or a bunny.
Sure.
Alright, I'm going to draw a bunny in his head.
Oh, yeah. Who knows what you're rolling?
Take a guess. Not a 13.
Alright, everybody else is stuck trying to figure out what to do.
I'm chanting.
Yeah.
Happily chanting.
Alright, Dave's going first.
Should I roll to see how long I'm chanting?
Sure, if you want.
How inspired?
So it's probably charisma. 3d6. So try low. If you want to roll low.
I have to roll low. I have 8.
Well, actually, I guess if you want to fumble, I suppose. You want to roll 18, so you...
I missed by 2.
You chant... You're not doing very good at chanting.
Yeah. I don't even know the words, right? Just trying to wing it here.
Alright, so, Dave.
Yes, sir.
You get to attack.
Yes, sir.
Well, this is the third round, I think.
Yeah, this is going great.
Oh, my God.
Missed.
Oh, wait, the fourth round. Zombie, you'll try to hit.
No, I know I missed. Both a 6 and a 9 is too low.
Zombie misses. What do you want to do? You have a club now, or a table leg.
Horny, use me, bro.
Uh-huh.
So what? Oh, it's a ramen place.
Okay. How much spikes do I have?
Yeah, like 12.
Okay, because I want to use the rope to tie the spike onto the
club.
Under the club? Okay. So you make a spike club now.
No, it's a spear.
Oh, you want a spear? Alright,
yes.
So you make a spear.
Yes.
Wow, this is like one of those crafting games.
Minecraft.
You doing anything there, Wu? Wu and the NPCs?
Alright, so...
Thinking about making a bed?
I have just made a spear.
You made a spear?
Yes! I just created a spear.
It's just like a short spear.
It kind of made a flail, is what he did. Oh, wait a minute, it's just tied to the end.
Yeah.
So he's got the table leg and then kind of spike on the end.
Gotcha, right.
They got about halfway through the room. So, I don't know, that's like 20, 30 feet. Are these 5 foot squares? It's like 15 feet.
Cold, thick noodle, no. Signature ramen made, no, that's spicy ramen. Spicy ramen. Fried chicken. You want some fried chicken, Kev? You want some fried chicken, Kev?
Yeah.
Adding.
It's not that good. It's like, okay, actually, I was killing the flying bugs pretty well with it.
Rich chicken sauce, maybe with pork. Ooh, that's the stuff. And this is all in a ramen, right? It's gotta be, right? Okay, this is. What is this? This is a thick
meal. Right, hear that? It's like, I think it's easy to hear something.
Nice.
So what?
Oh man, I got paged at 3 a.m. this morning. I was like.
Did it come through from somebody else?
Yeah, it's a raise-on call.
Raise-on call. Nice.
It's like, oh, what's going on?
Alright, fighter.
What's Moyashi? Anybody know? Yeah. Okay, Google, what's Moyashi?
Oh, wait, am I supposed to order something? Or is it baby?
I added the chicken for you.
Alright.
Wait, am I going?
That is not what I said.
The karate? That's it?
Let's see, the zombie.
Alright, what? I added chicken, and I think I added dim sum.
Do you want to spear him now?
Pork stickers. Or whatever.
Okay.
Pork stickers.
pork inside.
Yeah, I know.
You like 17. 13. Oh, you missed.
Everything you roll is a miss. Everything I roll.
Hard hit, because you're not a fighter.
I don't know. Let me go back. There's gotta be like
such a high
ramen
defense.
That's already like prepared. I don't have to add a bunch of stuff
to
it.
Like one of the last monsters.
You don't. You, gonna I mean, you don't have to add a bunch of stuff to it. There's already. They've already pre-made set.
So what would you recommend?
I like the Jitama ramen.
Jitama
ramen. It's the number two most liked.
Yes.
Jitama. Okay, there you go. And then there's spicy and not spicy. Okay, that sounds great. I will do that.
Look at that. Done. Which ramen are you gonna eat?
Do you want some?
I don't know.
Soup?
I think they might be
Did
Why are you asking me these questions? What's this? No, what is this?
You know who it is, and you know you got in trouble last time.
Why?
I don't know. It's.
I want to get trouble.
Next time, bring your Legos here, and then you could play with them. And when Chris gets near them, you could say, "No, you can't."
Huh?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Why?
Yeah. Well, then
he doesn't like it when you break his toys. Oh, you like breaking toys.
Then why can't he be?
You want something to go with your chicken? You want like rice?
Oh. Daddy.
So what did you order? Just chicken?
It's just fried chicken.
It's karage.
Oh, is it just karage? Like an appetizer thing?
Yeah.
I guess.
That's it. I was like, that seems weird.
I knew he would want it, so I ordered it.
That's good. I mean, I can look quickly. I'll look really quick.
Dinosaur is trying to eat a mouse.
Yeah. Where's this from?
You should have a link.
Yeah.
In the text message.
Dinosaur is bad at.
What did you get here? What is this?
Because I'm going to know what she wants. I think she's
a good one. Ooh.
Yeah, I was gonna go ask her.
Is this food? What do you got going on?
Which one's this?
The ramen place.
What is it called?
Taishoken.
What is that?
I don't know. I don't think you should be playing with this.
They're famous for their dipping noodles.
That's a kangaroo.
That tastes choo-choo.
I never.
What is this?
Tastes choo-choo. Okay.
Paper? Stick? Cotton?
No.
Alright, I'll just get their number one. There you go. Number one was fine.
Hey. Hey, put it back. Stop it. Okay, great. I don't know. There's just a bunch of stuff in this bag and he's raiding it. Something is. He's playing with some sticky, I think, food like object. What is. I don't know. Is that dog treats? Is that what it is? What is it? Okay, great. He had it out and he's playing with it.
The blue one?
Yeah.
That's a ball. That's like.
No, not the ball.
This one?
Yeah, whatever that is. He was playing with one of those. You put that inside the ball?
Yeah.
That's what he was doing. Right.
But Jay already got one, so I don't need any more.
Sweet, your attack.
My attack. This is gonna go well this time.
Yeah.
Alright, 7, 13. Alright, there, that'll do it.
Roll damage.
Alright. one third of the way there after this. This is a die.
Well, you do 4 extra ones down.
This is a
die. Alright, so 7 points. Took us 3 last time.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're on track to do it in 3 again.
Yeah. Oh, man, you're just going to hop in the sphere.
Yeah!
Impromptu sphere.
You don't want to add anything else to the sphere? Maybe some fleshing? Fletching? What do you do? Is it your turn?
No, you already attacked.
You already attacked.
I don't know what Wu's doing with this guy. So.
On our way back, we can escort the chanters out of the chant zone.
So...
Mommy, can I go to the
Okay. So, you.
Yeah, yeah.
You and the zombie.
What are you doing with your group?
Does that mean I go first?
Hang on.
Because it's a...
I know one distraction you can remove from the equation.
Is it the black one?
All right, sweet. You go first.
Nice. Kill.
Hard to tell.
No, I'm just wondering. I wonder if I could kill him in one more. And I theoretically could, but I did
it. Yes. Yeah, if you do 12 points of damage, yeah.
Yeah, I could, but I'm not. Miss.
Okay, Christopher, now you hit him with the spear.
Can you put that away?
Spear him.
Oh, yeah, spear him
right in the ribs.
Yeah, 17.
I sure can, right?
I sure can.
Oh, well, you missed.
Oh, well.
This is really hard.
It is.
Yeah.
No, let's order something for Christopher. No, no, for Jonathan.
Alright.
What did you order?
I think zombie.
Christopher?
What?
I think his mom's taking care of
it. Oh, zombie hits you.
Yeah, oh, my goodness.
Okay. Maybe he's just 1 point of damage.
Yeah, it could be.
One point of damage.
Wow, that's nice.
I just want to light him on fire.
What do you want to do?
Me too. Do that.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. But you got a spear all prepared.
It's very salty.
There you go.
But I don't have soup.
Alright.
I'm going to get extra hold again. Jonathan's soup, but I'm not going to. Oh, we have to remember to take out
the sauce.
The sauce.
Right.
Can we get the.
We have to try.
Sure.
Karagi.
Okay.
You go on
anything?
The door opens. The evil priest steps out.
Oh my goodness.
Wait,
he was sleeping so heavily.
Yeah. He was fighting for so long.
Just
regular
evil.
Oh,
you
didn't beat the
zombie. All right, we stop trying to be quiet.
I need help.
Help! I am.
Wait, Boris?
I'm sure he's fine.
You? Oh yeah, pretty good.
What? Boris?
Everybody else? Christopher?
Oh, it's a Cayman.
Zombie and the priest. Oh, well, yeah, the priest. Okay.
Zombie and priest. Alright.
Nico, spicy okay. Ramen.
So. It's not Boris.
He wants what to bring Boris. This?
I want to light it because I just didn't want
okay, Boris. I want to burn
the priest on fire.
He looks like, you know. Old and weak,
shriveled,
book learned, kind of priest, right?
Yeah.
He's
evil.
He's evil.
Thank you.
Oh, he can do the different gyoza.
Okay.
Nice.
Where are more cards of you?
No.
What is that?
That's Play-Doh.
It's yours.
It's your Play-Doh. You can play with Play-Doh. By definition, you should play with Play-Doh.
How about I go back or
get
one more of that?
Let me stick it on the head.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Alright,
Dave. You're up first.
I didn't stop.
It's gonna happen.
Here.
It's gonna happen.
Yeah, but sometimes
she
added to your own card.
Oh! Dave? Alright. Zombie, help!
No,
zombie doesn't hit you.
Help!
No, missus. Christopher, your turn. Now is the time for your spell.
Yeah, the spell. Remember the spell?
The one you were saying from the bad guy.
Wait, how much health does the priest have?
I don't know. Maybe a lot.
But you have
Help! Not, your phone may not work because it's too high level.
Help!
Or it might work.
Situation is desperate. Help!
Who should I burn on fire first?
Oh my god.
What do you want to do?
I want to burn the evil priest on fire.
But he hasn't cast any spells yet. He's as weak as they'll ever be right now.
That's true.
We just surprised him. He hasn't had any time to prep.
Oh.
This would be the time.
then I'll use my spear at it.
Once he's asleep, you can put a
you can catch a sleep spell. You've been saving it.
Use my sleep spell.
That's a good idea.
Smart.
Never know. All right, so that's 2d8. Okay.
Can I just burn while he's sleeping?
Let's see. Okay, so 2d8.
2d8.
So roll this twice.
Uh-oh. Is it an 8?
It's a
3. Alright, roll it again.
I recommend 8 this time.
3. It's a 6.
So you gotta have. What does he have to
Who's
do?
That guy?
So 6 hit that or less, then he goes to sleep. Let's see.
Who's that guy?
6 or less. He's probably 6 or less. Really, no reason to look it up.
all right, he falls asleep.
Nice. Good job.
I can't believe you saved yourself. I was urging him to use it once in a while. But he's actually saved it all the way to the last guy. Who could have been much higher level. But he wasn't. He could have been more in fourth level.
Could have been.
That's just a random bad guy's asleep.
That guy's asleep?
Yeah, because the sleep spell is showing how the sleep spell works.
Cave of Chaos.
Priest.
Wait, who's Boren?
Boren is Sweet's character.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So that was. So he's asleep. The FECs are useless.
Okay. Was he third level?
Joker.
Yeah, he was third level.
Nice.
What about the Joker?
Yeah. That means we want to do something.
I thought you might have nerfed him for us.
No, he's actually third level.
Yeah, that's what my internet search says.
Okay. Zombie might still kill you, Ox.
Yeah.
Nope. This is... okay, you want to spear the zombie?
Yeah.
I want to burn him.
You want to burn him? Okay, how do you do that?
With my lantern and glass. Actually, no, I want to spear him in the head.
Okay. Go ahead and see if you can spear him.
Where's my food? Yay.
Oh, 19. You hit. Roll D6 for damage.
Alright. Adar.
Oh, wow.
Where's the owner?
I'm trying to change
the
class.
Where's the owner? Wait, how much health does he have now?
I don't know. He's got like 6 hit points left?
Yeah, so if I hit him, he dies.
Oh, 4 hit points left.
Yes, if I hit him, he dies.
Okay.
I'm really no reason to
Who
check.
Who knows?
What do you think this is? Oh! Crit!
20!
Dead! We win!
Oh, wow.
All right, let's go get these guys out and start the fire. What's that?
You managed not to move another person in chant. Third chanter releases the guards.
That's what it is. Oh, my God.
Who's the third chanter?
Nobody else would it.
All right, don't need the help. All right, let's go check out his room and get out of here.
Alright.
Can I burn?
Alright, so you get the obvious stuff in here.
I
want
to burn the evil priest. And then
sure, we'll put him in a pile.
He's only asleep though. You start burning him, he wakes up.
Well, there is something you could do to him. Make it a permanent sleep, if you know what I mean.
Wow.
Well, he is definitively evil. It's in his job title.
I'm gonna
tie him up. We can tie him up, bring him back to town. We'll kill him anyway.
Throw him in the fire.
Oh, he'll wake up and start screaming a lot. He may even start chanting. Let's just tie him up. Tell you what, I'll tie him up. You go search that room.
I don't have any rope anymore.
I do. Go check that room, and I'll tie him up.
What room?
The room that he just came out of. Whatever's in here, go check that out.
Okay, I'll go check that out.
And I'll tie him up.
What's in there?
Okay.
What's in that room?
You can pretty much get all the obvious. I don't think he's got anything hidden.
I gag him also.
Wait, so we're here?
And then,
I want to break through that wall.
No, I mean, he's got his room.
It's a door.
It's kind of like this. Kind of nice room.
Like a room
with a bed and stuff.
Listen again.
Nice.
So at this point, you're tied up and you bring him with you?
Yeah.
What's in the room?
A gag him also.
They're just stuff.
I mean.
Like what stuff?
Treasure. Random treasure. So you pretty much can get both of it.
Do the chanters resist when you try to push them out of the way?
No.
Okay.
Both are out.
All right. I say break.
All right, so
break,
okay,
break
so he's pretty much done. Unless you want to go through it.
There is this room here, which seems like it could be valuable.
Wait, there's a chest?
In the priest's room, was there a chest? Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's treasure.
A chest?
You got his treasure.
Yeah, you got the treasure. I'll tell you later. There's nothing like really, really important.
Okay. So we start the fire. Check this room.
Okay.
So I give the tied up priest to the.
Am I still stuck?
No, you're out. You're out.
Okay. Oh, there's two doors behind us.
I can escort him into that room, and he'll probably stop.
I want to use the chest to break through the wall.
What?
It's cold.
Yeah.
I don't think that's gonna work.
This wall?
I'm gonna break through that wall.
That wall. That's just gonna be stone. It's a cave. There's nothing to break into.
I want to see what's there.
Oh, rock.
I wanted.
Okay.
Like, what's behind the wall?
So you rock. Open. Yeah.
It's you're underground. We're underground. We're in a mountain.
Yeah.
Okay, you can roll 3d6.
3d6?
Break the chest.
3d6?
Yeah.
8.
I don't know. You just
kind of
break
the
chest, you make a little
jump
on the wall.
Yay! I did damage!
Nice. You see a little rock behind the rock. So, instead of escorting Chris over here, he's gone again.
do you want to escort him through the door?
If we escort him to this door, he can actually help if something happens in that room.
Sure, you push him in.
Yep, that's my plan.
Push me in the door.
Well, I'll push you out of the room here or push you out of this room.
So,
like, I thought I saw chanting. And I
could, like, only if you get pushed out of this room.
Right, so I'm pushing you out, so you stop chanting.
He's pushing you out into the next room. Alright, so it's you, Chris.
Is it yours? Not yours.
The other
it
Chris,
was my one of that.
And the dog.
You don't have to. I totally forgot to use against him.
You don't have to turn the tide.
You don't think so?
I think I should have turned the tide. It was pretty close. Yeah. turns out that zombie's life. Fairly good match for you.
What? Yeah, yeah.
Well, who's life is it?
Okay.
It's yours.
So you open the door.
Your hand is yours.
Behind the door are a lot
this
of zombies.
Is mine.
Close the door.
What's your other guy, little guy? Then why do you have cans on the dad's dog?
Good enough.
Why do you have cans?
Spike.
I'll just move my stuff
it?
Over
spike
here
it.
To
okay.
avoid questions. I'm avoiding questions.
Yes, but before I spike it, I ask for a question to the other side.
I'll feel stuck.
So that's pretty much it. Because the other door is a lot of skeletons.
Yeah.
Because those are the guards that are going to come out.
The only thing we haven't done is this, right?
Yeah.
Two skeletons?
Wait,
so that one has...
there's a bunch of skeletons?
Yes. This one's full of skeletons. This is full of zombies. And we did not wake any of them up.
Okay.
I have toes.
Or
burn the place. Ow!
They've been spiked. Their doors have been spiked.
Ow!
What'd you do?
Dice and like pressing against the.
Oh, yeah, bit by a die. That'd be cool. You know, you've seen mechanical teeth? They should make mechanical dice.
Alright, so this has a chair with four large red gems. And there are a dozen skeletons clad in rags and chainmail bearing battered shields and horses. And they're up against the walls.
Are they attached to
unmoving,
the wall?
Unmoving. No. They're just there.
Oh, well.
I'm sure they'll come alive.
Well, we should try to destroy them first and then raid the jewels. You said jewels, right?
Yeah, four gems.
I want to put one of the skeletons in my backpack.
It's too big.
Good idea.
Big. Well, I don't have any more rope.
What do you use rope for? For your spear, right?
Yeah.
You know, you have 50 foot of rope, and you only needed, like, I don't know, 4 feet of rope. You have more rope.
Okay, I use the rope to tie up the skeleton.
You just tie one of the skeletons up?
Yeah, right.
That's a good idea. Let's tie up the. I'll use my rope, you use your rope, and we'll tie them all up.
I just want to tie up this one and bring it back.
Oh, you're going to do that? Well, I'm going to tie the other ones up. That's a good idea.
I just want to
instead of trying to kill them.
No, if you guys attack me, then I'll just keep trying to be friends.
All right. Did it work?
Okay. You destroy the skeletons and tie them up.
We tie up all of them.
One is separate, right?
I killed
one
monkey. The first one I tied
up.
Pet skeleton.
Okay, so you have one tied up skeleton, everyone else is destroyed.
Yeah.
So get the gems, then activate the skeleton. It's tied up.
Let's
tie it up.
We're
going to
go to
the
restaurant.
Yeah.
I'm
tied up
later.
Okay, so you bring the food.
The restaurant's going to bring the food here.
Bring the skeleton with you.
You know, the town folk may not be cool with that. But we'll see.
We'll see what happens.
I'll call Lima.
Okay, so yeah.
You know, we could totally change the theme of our bar.
Technically, it's not a pet.
I know, but
for people, kind of.
We could swap the bunnies out for a skeleton. Yeah, that's a good question. I'm trying to. What's it called? Is it called skull? Skull? What's that? What's that? What's that called?
Metal. Nice.
I don't want any pet zombies because I don't want to go to the trouble of attacking them.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to go through that again.
So you can pretty much, you can head back to the
keep. Stop touching it, not yours.
What do you do with Medusa?
She's still with us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's going to end. It's going to end soon.
This relationship will end.
It's going to end badly.
So, if I recall, it was like, free me, I'll help you. We free her, and then she betrays us, and then...
Yeah.
I think we should just end her.
Oh!
I think we should just end her.
Really?
Daddy's there in the fire? And then Christopher toes.
Garot, I think, is the way to go.
What did you do?
Right fast. What's that?
Yeah.
We know how long ago, but right, we can wait right to the end, you know.
Well, every morning she gets another
saber. Oh, really? So before.
So maybe she might still be charmed tomorrow.
Forever.
Oh, she might not.
Forever.
Theoretically, she could keep the six saber doesn't be charmed forever.
I think it's about to be.
We just gotta end her. What else can we do? What
that's
else?
Fine.
I mean, we could take him back to justice. We wouldn't even get to the gate. Oh, you bring her here for justice, huh? Crack. Go on in.
All right, so you kill Medusa.
I mean, what else can you do? What else can you do? I mean, she's a monster. She is not a human.
It's a cherry plum.
Even in Greek mythology, she's not human. She's just a monster.
A cherry?
Cherry plum.
I don't know.
A cherry plum.
You can try it.
It's like a cherry.
And my skeleton.
It's got core inside. So it's got
Medusa there. Origin.
In the middle?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Well,
we're putting it out of our misery, I assure you.
It must be corn.
Oh my god.
Oh, is that corn? Horrible.
What's
this is horrible. I had no idea. Do you guys know the origin of Medusa?
Now, kind of. She's probably cursed.
She was like normal, right? And then
she was like beautiful, right? She's
she was beautiful.
Right.
Poseidon found her attractive.
Right.
They had relations against her will.
Right.
Yeah, pretty horrible.
Right.
Athena then had to punish her for being so beautiful.
Right.
Because it was obviously her fault, not Poseidon's.
That's
not bad. Yeah. Why is there corn in the middle?
That is horrible.
Don't put it back, John. You ate this one. Don't put it back.
Then why do people try to cut off Medusa's head?
Because she's still, her powers to turn people to stone continue after her death.
Here's your fruit bowl.
So we should bury her head.
Yep.
Well, we should bury all of her, but we'll bury her with her head.
So you just kill her and throw her to the fire.
Oh, that's true. Well, I think we should keep her until we get outside.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright, I mean, you're pretty much pretty clear.
Yeah.
Most to clear that out. Oh, pretty much all. Oh, you did some verse.
What was that?
It is still a forest.
We still.
We went.
Her power to turn people to stone. Is it from her?
From
her face
the curve,
or her
from
eyes?
The
eyes? Is it looking at her face or looking at her eyes?
Oh.
It's gotta be her. It's gotta be her. I mean, whatever. She is a Gorgon.
Right.
So, whatever the Gorgon's built powers are.
I mean, it's more obvious in DDO that she's shooting on her right. But, no. I think it's just looking at her. In basic.
I have them.
Alright, finish the module finally.
So Demogorgon is half as powerful as a Gorgon.
Can you take the pit out?
You would think.
Or no, you just don't eat the pit. Or it could be just a demo or not.
Don't, if you eat
not the full Gorgon,
then you'll be poisoned.
Instantly.
You want the corpse, you know?
Alright.
Looks into her eyes.
Looks into her eyes. Okay. So you just look.
Too much.
Look at her.
No. This gross. You have it.
Without looking at her eyes. So if you put sunglasses on her.
According to some myths, her
same
blood has healing powers.
Medusa?
Yeah.
A Medusan?
Medusa.
Yeah. We should have bled her. For some healing potions.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She needs to bite
her. Her blood has healing powers.
It's true. You want to cut her up and eat her?
No. She's a monster now. She wasn't
always a
monster.
A cherry with a bite out of it. I'm trying to give you a cherry with a bite out of it. Gross. I see the corn.
Well, thank you, Kevin.
I see the corn.
That was...
Eat it then. Then where can I put this?
That was rough.
Winning a bowl.
It would have been much easier if you had the whole party.
I was wondering if I saw,
you kept going.
Oh, yeah.
It was just two of us. Everyone got so afraid to go in.
It would be good to have like a time lapse up in the corner. It's like that Ramones video. You gotta be sedated. 24 hours of beer.
You know the Ramones, right, John?
Yeah.
The Ramones.
You like their video? Their video is cool. It was a lot like us role playing today.
I'm trying to remove out of
the ball. That's it for tonight.
I want to be sedated.